ABM5.
In a world racked by mediocrity, two angry heroes from New Jersey have returned from 20 years of self-imposed exile. Their mission, to blaze a trail of freedom in defiance of all odds. Inexpensive surreal comedy is their weapon. Smiting the obsequious and vanquishing oppression is their calling. Their lives have reconverged at a time when the universe needs them most to make one final stand. They have been called so wildly pathetic as to be insane, branded ignorant of history and a host of other things, and found guilty of human rights violations. This is the story of a man named Brady, who was bringing up three boys of his own. Where Indian fights are colorful sights, and nobody takes a lickin'. Where Paleface and Redskin both turn chicken. Love, exciting, and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. I don't actually know where I'm going with this. But they do. There's an exit ramp up ahead. Abandon reality. It's time for the Anything But Monday Show.
So you think I'm driving your car? Singing roke from my boss? Got my mind in the car. Don't forget to pick up the dough. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's got stop. Saturday, Sunday, I can't.
Welcome to the Anything But Monday Show.
Yeah.
I am Frank Edward Nora, your host, along with your host, Mad Mike Masters. Hello, Mad Mike.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Frank, except for one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
First of all, I can't hear a goddamn word I'm saying right now in my headset.
Your headphones aren't working?
No, it's working, but I can barely hear myself. It feels like I'm not talking to a microphone.
You can't hear yourself.
You sound 10 times louder than I do.
I don't mean to. Hold on a second. Oh, how's that? Does that sound better now?
I don't know, man. I
have to turn you up a little bit on the...
How about that? Would that be nice? Thank you.
You're a little louder now.
This is the first thing people get to hear, is this us bickering.
Well, you know what? I adjusted my Aphex 230 to perfection.
Mine is like crap.
Well, right, I didn't adjust yours because you weren't talking.
Could you mind fixing it?
All right, let me tune you up a little bit here.
That's very nice of you. Thanks. That's great.
Great. Thank you. That's better. Thank you.
Does that sound good?
That's better. You know...
Come on.
No, Frank, we're already annoyed with each other to start the show.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll explain to people why we're all pissed off at each other already. But here's the
disaster of the week, by the way.
Yeah. No, there's a better disaster of the week that just occurred.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. This just happened momentarily ago.
What's that?
I wasn't going to say anything about it. Okay.
What happened?
Did you happen to use a toilet when you came here?
No. I didn't. Why?
Yes, you went to the bathroom a few minutes ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you did use a urinal, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you realize if you leave the handle of the urinal all in the locked up position, it has a tendency to flood the bathroom? Did you know that? This is me. I walk up to the bathroom.
Now, wait
door
a second.
Because
I didn't...
I gotta go.
Wait a second.
And I said, Frank, let me run to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah.
And I gotta go, and then we'll start the show, right?
What did I do this time?
I run up to the bathroom door and I hear
come
this.
Come on.
This is what I hear.
What did I do this time?
This is the sound. Let me give him the sound effect. This is what I hear.
Yeah.
As I approach the door, okay, yeah. This is what I hear inside behind the door. I'm like, what the hell? We're the only two people in the building. What's going on? I open the door. Water is flooding over the toilet.
Like, what? A toilet? I didn't touch a toilet.
It was a urinal. All right? And I'm walking. There's 3 inches of water in the bathroom because you left the toilet handle up on the urinal.
What urinal has an upright locked position? It just doesn't. It shouldn't have that, you know?
Frank, if there's one, you found it. All right? Just so you know that.
I flooded the bathroom.
You flooded the bathroom. The carpet outside the bathroom is also flooded now. Stained.
Are you serious? Did I really just do this?
Yes. I walked in there. I had boots on, thank God, because we're in the middle of a freaking blizzard tonight. And I walk in there, and you know, I'm walking in water and probably your urine. Because, again, another mishap. Yeah, again.
So what? Wasn't there a drain in there or something? How does the water go out?
I feel like I'm talking 50 feet across the room right now.
That's what it sounds like
to me in my headset.
Yeah, you like that better?
That's better.
Wait, I don't know. I'll just turn up your headset.
Just leave it.
Here you go. How's that?
just leave it.
I'll just turn up your headset so, you don't.
We have people from all over the world calling in shortly.
Shortly,
and
yes.
You're screwing with my headset and you're flooding my toilet.
Did I really do? Is that true?
Why would I make that up? Here's the crazy thing. What's going to soon follow for our listeners is probably several other mishaps you have to share that happened this week already, which I'm sure they will be, weren't they? And they wonder why they call me Mad Mike. You know why they call me Mad Mike?
Now look.
Because for 21 years, he's been pissing me off.
Look. First of all, I want to apologize. I did not have any idea. First of all, a urinal is supposed to, the concept is you have a handle, right?
Yeah.
And you push it in one direction, then it snaps back. It has like a spring in there.
Yeah, but it's
not like an airplane seat. Put it in the upright locked position. It shouldn't be like that.
Well, you flipped it up and somehow you got it to stay on. They just walked in there and the place is flooded. All right, so just to let you know.
Can I ask you something?
FYI.
Doesn't a urinal have a drain at the bottom?
Yeah, Frank, but if the water is gushing out at gallons per second, the small little drain cannot keep up with it. Especially if there's like a piece of ice in the urinal they're usually put in there for whatever reason, for aesthetic qualities.
Well, you know, it is actually lucky that you went in there then.
Yeah, luckily I had to go.
The whole place wasn't flooded.
We could have walked out here and God knows what would have been happening.
Oh, man. Well, I apologize for that.
Are you going to put my thing back the way I had it so I can listen to myself decently in my headset?
You still can't hear yourself?
I sound like crap to myself.
Really?
Maybe it's the way I normally sound.
Here. Does it sound good to you?
Whatever. Yeah, that's better.
All right. A little bit better?
Just go on with the show.
Okay.
All right, just go on with the show.
Welcome everyone to the Anything But Monday show. We want to welcome everyone that's listening for free to the show, of course, because this first part of the show you can hear for free. And then, of course, at some point we're going to cut you off. So we hope you enjoy the show. We have a lot of great stuff on the free side and on the premium side of the show. And coming right up, Mike alluded to it, we have our Skype cast. And what that is a lot of people from around the world are going to be calling in and we can talk to them. So that should be very exciting. And the Skype
we can talk to them, but we will not talk to them.
Well, you don't want to talk to them.
They can listen live. That's what they can do. Be happy about that.
You don't want to talk to anyone?
I'm not in a talking mood.
Yeah.
I'm doing a talk show and I'm not in a talking mood.
Yeah.
That's a good start for the show. That's great. And once again, and of course, Manny the Mailman's going to rip me a new one, as usual, because he's going to say, why is Mike always complaining about how late the show is? Why don't you do it earlier? Whatever it may be. We endeavor to do that. But of course, today has to be an ice storm and 6 inches of snow. And Frank calling me up going, it's too dangerous. I'm turning around going home.
Look, I don't have an off-road vehicle. I have a Toyota Matrix. It is not designed to go in the snow.
Yeah.
I was driving along on the Route 3, and I couldn't see anything out my window.
Yeah,
the windshield wipers were going like mad. I could see nothing.
Yeah.
It was nothing but snow. I saw no lines on the road. It was completely hazardous. So I bailed out. And I went back home. I'm like, Mike, there's not going to be a show tonight. I can't do it. I can't do the show.
I can't do the show tonight. And
I'm sorry.
And I'm calmly driving. I'm calmly driving along. You know, going, I'll be there. I'll come get you. And what do I do? Not only do I come pick you up. What do I arrive with? I arrive with a what? A nice 20-ounce
energy coffee.
Energy coffee from 7-Eleven with your Fusion Energy Coffee. What else did I give you? Along with that. What else did I bring with?
Best Buy card? Or
no, what did I buy in the store? I bought you also a cigar.
Oh, the cigar, yeah.
Yeah, I could have bought you a Dutch Masters, but no, I bought you a Cohiba. You know, I could have.
Well, was a Cohiba sort of like a Cohiba knockoff? But
yeah, exactly.
You know.
Would you rather have a Dutch Masters?
No, I'll take the Cohiba knockoff.
Yeah. Okay. So
you couldn't get me a real Cohiba? You don't have connections to get Cuban cigars?
Yeah,
Come on.
7-Eleven Underground. They have the Cubans in the back room rolling the cigars.
They should have them like in the back, like behind the counter, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Oh, come on.
In fact, you've been causing trouble all week long. This whole week is nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
You know, I was already like frayed. My nerves are already frayed from you this week.
Yeah.
And then today was a capper. You're yelling and screaming at the phone before you get over here. You turn around and go home. Then you put those fucking crazy ass global warming comments on the damn board.
What it is, and if I can find it, there's actually a great movie you can watch online. And if you give me a second, I can pull it up here. It's called, I think it's called The Great Global Warming Scandal or something like that.
We're not going there with that.
Huh?
We're not going there with that. Because you already upset the half the listeners that are of our show that pay for this. Because you had to go off on the global warming thing.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Here it is. The Great Global Warming Swindle. Yes, it's a movie you can find on Google Video. And it says how the global warming phenomenon is a big lie and there's no truth to it whatsoever. And this is a great documentary because it actually describes it in great detail.
Frank,
how it happened,
Frank,
and everything else. Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
We all know that global warming is a real problem.
As
say Hillary Clinton, you know, and justice dangerous have gone unchecked. All right. So just so you know, there's no laughing matter. So I will not be privy to any of this conversation about global warming.
Yeah. All right? You believe in global warming.
I believe in global warming 100%.
Really? You're just kissing again, these people's asses. You're not being honest. But
I'm turning into the kinder, gentler Mike, because I've been told that I am just too offensive, and you know I'm very un-PC, and I'm racist, and I'm all these horrible things. So from now on, Frank, I'm going to be the happy version of me.
Well, should we play this real quick? Our good friend Ruben from Kuala Lumpur. Of course, you mentioned some of his comments last week. Do you want to play this real quick? What he said about?
I actually listened to his just a brief bit of his show the other night.
Yeah.
And and I don't think he did it intentionally. But the funniest part of his show had to be when he was talking about when he's asserting his straightness.
Yeah, it's good.
There's nothing like a 21-year-old Australian kid trying to assert that he's not gay.
Yeah.
but he spent the better part of 10 minutes on the show. I'm not gay. Are you mad? Are you daft? Are you crazy? I'm not gay. I'm straight. I'm not gay.
Well, supposedly, you know, he has long hair, and in that part of the world, long hair is more considered if you're a guy, you're kind of gay. So
right, and then people come up to him asking if he's gay. Are you gay?
That's the funny thing about Kuala Lumpur. People just come up to you, hello, are you gay? that does not happen. I walk around New York City, people are, are you gay? Are you gay?
What happens in New York? What happens in New York City if you walk up to someone and say that to them?
Nothing good. Hey man, are you gay?
What happens in New York?
What'd you say to me?
But he's going on. He goes, are you mad? Are you crazy? Are you no? But of course I'm not. And you know, and the funny thing is, the more you assert you're not gay, obviously you are.
So this guy's name is Ruben. He has a show called The Rubenerd Show online. This episode in question is episode number 221. So go to rubenerdshow.com. So I want to play you a quick clip of him reviewing this show, Monday show.
He might be with us in 9 minutes.
And he may be talking to us in a few minutes. So let's just take a listen to this for a moment.
But yeah, so I was sitting there at the Starbucks listening to episode 4 of the Anything But Monday show earlier today. And I thought it was very, very funny. But there was one part of it that made me cringe a bit. I do know why, but it just made me cringe. And let me see if you can tell. You have to pay for the Anything But Monday show, right? It's a premium subscription. You have to pay. It's $8 per month US, or $7.99, $8 US. You might save 12 cents a year if you order a yearly subscription.
You'll save more than that.
Previously on my blog, on the rubenerdshow.com/blog, funny about that. I think if you type shade.sg, you can get to the blog as well. And I had posted about how $7.99, maybe in the US, very cheap, but for me in Malaysia at the time, here in Malaysia, $7.99 is actually a lot of money. It's close to, have I got my page open here? No, of course not. I'm so prepared, it's just brilliant. Yeah, open link in new tab. I can show you the page. Yes, if you go to rubenerdshow.com/blog/anything-but-monday-show. You can read my post entry, but I said that the $7.99 price for the Anything But Monday show is equivalent to about $27.90 per month in ringgit.
Yeah.
So
in ringgit?
It's ringgit. It's not like Rangoons or whatever we said they were.
Several meals. You know, I could refill the fuel in your car and all this sort of stuff. So
you could fill your gas tank for our amount of money.
Maybe in the US or Singapore or Australia, it's really not that much at all. And maybe when I move back to Singapore, it'll be a lot easier for me to pay for it.
Wait, hold on.
Anyway, so I was very shocked to find. I was listening.
This kid can jet set all over. What were we doing at 21 years old?
I don't know. What year was that?
I couldn't even afford a fucking coffee at that. Yeah. This kid, maybe I can afford the share when I move back to Singapore or Australia. I haven't even been to Singapore or Australia.
Yeah. Me neither.
I can't even afford to get there. I can't afford Easy Pass. You know, and this kid, I can't afford $7.99. It's a bit steep for me.
You can fill your car up with gas.
You know, if he stops spending money on all those male hookers, maybe he could afford it.
No, wait. He said he's not gay. Come on.
Go ahead.
Ooh.
Come on. Just go play the rest of it so we can get to the show.
That was Ruben just contacting us via the Skype. Here we go.
All right.
Of course, I've subscribed to it, so I don't read the descriptions. I just listen to it. And this one part of episode 4 caught my attention and made me sort of stop drinking my coffee. So I'll turn the music down and let you hear this. This is the Anything But Monday show, episode 4.
We have to hear this part again?
It's about 14 minutes into the program. So this is, here we go.
That's a quick one. I think.
Listening, some people may not have the money. Like, you know, for example, we got
we're listening to ourselves
from,
now.
From Ruben from Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
And he was saying that to subscribe to the show was equivalent to like $40 a month or something, right? So in like Kuala Lumpur money,
yeah, our month,
$7.99 a month
is like the gross national product.
Exactly. So people in other countries, I know most of the world, the dollar is very weak against, but in some countries, the dollar is worth more. So
let me get this straight. You move to Kuala Lumpur to save money.
Yes.
That's why you go there.
Yeah.
Now, did his parents bring him there, or did he go there on his own?
No, he's from Australia originally.
Yeah, so you jump from Australia to Malaysia to save money.
I know. He's going to school, I think. I don't know.
Now, that's a pretty severe way to go save money. Like, I will move to Bangladesh, and I will live in
Kuala Lumpur could be a great place. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. No.
I'm trying to see if, I'm trying to find the post here where he says how much it's worth. Yeah, here it is. There's a purchasing power parity problem. Living in Malaysia, and it's basically $27.90 per month in whatever the Malaysian whatever rupees or whatever it is over there. So
it serves you right for living in Malaysia. What do you expect?
Yeah. You know what I expect, Mad Mike? You know what I expect? I expect to be treated with respect, Mike. I have a dream. I have a dream that those living in an Asian and therefore poor country can listen to a podcast by a brother of his in the north of the United States without being asked what he expected, Mark. Without being asked what he expected, Mark. I have a dream.
I'm being offended right now.
I have a dream that a father will never have to move and his family have to move to another country because
there's something very offensive
job,
about
Mark,
an Australian kid
today.
Imitating Martin Luther King.
Oh, yeah, I was on fire. Of course, there you go. Mark, I have a dream. I have a dream that I get respect despite the country I'm in. Frank, always being the gentleman,
of
said
course.
That.
Of course.
I'm very nice.
I'm the evil one.
But, yes.
I don't know why, but Mad Mike just... The hackles were raised, let me say that. The hackles were raised.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
What is it to do in Malaysia? Jump off the tallest building in the world, right?
That's it. The Petronas Towers.
And
yeah.
After that, that's it. What else is there to do in Malaysia?
You know, that really...
Yeah, and so there you go.
So that's the main clip. He was very upset. And, of course, if you listen to this episode of his, we won't play any more of it except for one little clip. You can hear him all throughout the episode. He's a little bit upset.
Yeah. But he changed his tune later on.
Yeah, and here's one little clip here. Where he takes one of your sound bites and does stuff with it. Here it is.
The first Rubenerd show interview.
Expect.
Oh, wait, no, that was...
Expect.
You could make like a techno beat out of that.
Expect. Expect.
Frank.
He's making a story.
You expect. Mad. You expect. You could almost. What do you expect? You live in Malaysia. What do you expect? What do you expect? You could almost do that. Anyway, first in.
All right, there you go. So that okay. Is Ruben, and I think Ruben
zero
is online here. Huh?
Zero for style. Zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
Now, wait a second. So,
these kids, Frank, these crazy kids today doing podcasts in Malaysia.
Yeah, now Mike, so I think that people perceive that you have a problem like understanding other cultures and accepting other cultures. They think you're this big patriotic guy. Yeah. I have a present for you that will help you understand other cultures.
Yes, this is a surprise.
This is a true present I have to give you. Mm-hmm. I got this in change the other day. It is a non-American coin. I have for you 5 pence. Here you go.
You have me 5 pence.
From England. I got you a 5 pence coin. Let me take a picture of you with your 5 pence coin here.
I see my 5 pence coin.
Now, that's worth a lot. 5 pence is worth probably like 20 cents or something because of our, you know, the American dollar is like so like weak.
So you figured I'm going to get more culturally enriched by getting
yes.
a 5 pence.
Because maybe if you have 5 pence in your pocket, you'll start thinking about the world the way it is, you know, of all the different countries and stuff. Take a picture of me, by the way, because we don't have enough pictures on our website now. Right now, if you didn't know, there's pictures of every single one of our episodes online now. If you go to the description on the blog, you will see. I never get any good pictures. Let me pose. Give me one good picture. Here we go.
Horrible.
Here we go.
That's your best picture? Good.
There we go.
There you go. That's
posed.
Great.
Yeah, so you can see actual pictures of us doing the show.
Dreadful.
And it's very...
Dreadful.
It's dreadful, yes. Anyway, I think our Skype cast is about ready here.
I'm now going to be more...
International with your 5 pence. What are you going to do with your 5 pence?
Look, this is a comedy show. All right?
Yes.
I'm an equal opportunity offender, okay? What's the big deal? Everybody just got to lighten up. Look, what about that guy today at work today? What were you saying about that guy before? That psychopath. Tell people, these people are wound so tight, they're going to snap any second because they're so goddamn serious about everything.
Yeah, there's some crazy people where I work.
And what did the guy say to you today? What did you bring up today?
I'm just saying that talking about Giuliani.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, you know, the thing about this guy Giuliani, because, at work, you get into a, and this is like a party, you get into like a conversation, and it's like, you know, this Giuliani, you know, he's going nowhere, because I'm not a big fan of Giuliani, you know. I said, this guy, he just, you know, he everyone knew him from 9/11, but before that, everyone in New York hated him. And I said, besides that, you know, the Republican Party, which is all about the religious right, they're never going to accept him, because he's, you know, he's pro-choice, he's pro-gay and everything, and, you know, so I'm talking about this, and this guy sitting next to me, who will remain nameless, is like, Frank, can you bring it down a notch? We're trying to have St. Patrick's party. Can you bring it down a notch? It was like totally out of the blue.
First of all,
you bring it down a notch?
Yeah, right, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day in America.
Yeah.
All right, and I know this is going to piss off some people.
And in Ireland, too.
In Ireland, too. Okay. Yeah. But what the hell are we celebrating on St. Patrick's Day exactly?
When the snakes. The snakes.
The what?
Didn't he drive the snakes out of Ireland or something?
Who's he?
St. Patrick, damn it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you know. Yeah. See what drinking does to you? Oh, yeah. I did luck of the Irish. He drove the snakes out of Ireland.
And he was like an exterminator. He got rid of the snake.
St. Patrick's the exterminator, right?
Is that true? The snake thing?
St. Patrick the exterminator.
Yeah.
But I don't get it, man. My assistant, her favorite holiday.
Yeah.
My executive assistant, her whole favorite holiday of the whole year.
Yeah.
Is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, there's a think of the holidays in this country.
Yeah.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, New Year's. Halloween, no trick or treat candy, whatever. No, you have to pick St. Patrick's Day. That's like picking Groundhog Day.
Well, you know, it is. It has a nice hue. The green, everything is green on that day. So.
Yeah, so
it's a pleasant color.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
All right. So I think we're going to take a quick musical break here.
Yeah. And then what are we doing?
And we are going to talk to people from around the world.
Okay. Great.
Here we go.
Let's do that.
Okay, here we are. We're back, and we're going to...
How many people from around the world do we actually have with us today?
I don't know just yet. I'm trying to figure this out. Here we go.
So we're just going to just randomly put people on the air now? Is this only on the free side?
We're on the free side now. We're going to have to switch over soon.
All right, we'll give it to the...
We're connecting right now to the Skype cast.
Okay, well, great.
We haven't connected yet.
Okay, great.
Connecting. Is our internet working here?
You know. Oh, just as a reminder, later on in the show, on the premium side, I will be bench pressing a school bus full of obese fourth graders.
Really? I saw that outside before. So.
And while I'm on the subject, why is like every kid in the country now like 30 pounds overweight?
Because of... the corn syrup, hydrogenized, what's the way they call it, the corn syrup,
Carol syrup?
No, there's a certain kind of corn syrup. What? I don't know.
If this is not a quiz.
We could not connect. What?
You know, FYI, parents, you know, Lickamade and hot tamales are not part of the major food groups. Just so you know.
Yeah. No, what is that corn? I'm thinking of a certain kind of corn syrup that, they said is something that is just,
I don't know, Frank. Go on Wikipedia and find out what kind of corn syrup it is, actually.
All right. I don't know. What the heck is... Hold on. I have to try this again. We're having trouble getting into our Skype cast.
And do people care about that? Do you think anybody listening to the show really cares about that right now?
Yes, they do.
They
because
don't. They don't.
We're having technical problems here.
They called to hear... forget it.
Now, the thing is, we didn't talk enough about this. There was a major winter storm today. I mean, we talked a little bit about it, but this is
it's not today. It's still going on right now.
It's still going on as we speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All right.
Here we go. Calling the Skype cast. Trying to get in. What are you doing? That's a good way to fill time.
That's our time filler song.
Yes.
See?
I see a cease and desist letter from Hanna-Barbera coming any moment.
Aren't they both dead, Hanna-Barbera? They're both dead now, right?
Yeah, but their minions are still alive.
All right. Oh, whatever. See a little Scooby-Doo music, Frank. A little theme, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
So I figured I'd give you a little Scooby-Doo while we're waiting for this interminable like time to get people. Are there people actually sitting out there waiting on the phone call?
Neil from Ireland is there in the middle of the night waiting to talk to us. It's 3:35 a.m. right now.
Yeah.
And Ruben, that we just heard, is there in Kuala Lumpur, and he is. It's 11:35 a.m.
So,
his time
let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we're here in America.
Yeah.
In New Jersey, and the people we got on the air right now, the only two we can get is somebody from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Ireland.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
It.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, we have Ireland and Kuala Lumpur on the line. And we actually, if we cannot connect to this, because there seems to be some sort of an issue, we could always talk to them individually.
That was a random banshee.
Yeah.
That came through the studio.
Yes.
Can we please get this show going somewhere? Can we do that?
No, I know, because it's we're having a technical problem here. We're not able to connect to this.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You know, just so you know, this whole week you put the whammy on with that mishap crap. Remember you talked about that Mercury retrograde thing?
It's over now, by the way.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, but the side effects, I personally was suffering from all week. I never had this type of shit happen to me.
Yeah, ever. What happened?
Okay? So this is a true story, right? I'm in the Whole Foods market the other day, right?
Really?
I'm in the produce department, right? And my home is late at night. I'm tired. I'm shopping late, right? I'm walking down the aisle, and all of a sudden I hear this little thud, like, on the floor behind me. I'm going, what was that? Right? And I turn around, and this lone red pepper, you know, the big red peppers, had just fallen off the rack, you know, off the shelf.
Yeah.
So I see this red pepper. I said, let me pick it up because, you know, obviously someone's going to walk by and probably fall on the pepper, right?
Yeah.
I go there. I go to the red pepper. I go bend down and pick it up. All of a sudden, an avalanche of peppers. All the peppers just come like down on my back. The whole rack just comes four, and I'm there bent over. I'm like, peppers hitting me. I pick the pepper. So here I am. The whole store turns around, and I'm holding the one pepper I picked off the floor. I'm going, no, honestly, they all thought I picked them. I'm the one who moved the pepper that caused the avalanche. And I'm just being like and of course, three guys come running up. Right, to go fix it, and of course it's the disgruntled black produce guy.
Yeah,
you know, there's only two places you find them: is the post office and the produce department of your local school. I don't get that, you know, because
what
basically
is this disgruntled.
In the there's always the two places you find disgruntled workers.
Yeah.
Black worker. The post office and the produce. You ever notice that in the produce department, there's always this one mean, aggravated guy.
Yeah.
Black guy who's really not happy about dealing with produce. This guy immediately has to run over and pick up all these peppers that are now ruined. Because I got hit by an avalanche of red peppers.
I mean, that's awesome.
Should we explain the concept of supermarket to our foreign listeners? Because we don't have supermarkets, you know, outside of this country. Because, you know, in America, everybody's a freaking, like, you know, glutton.
Yes, it's a place where you turn into one aisle and you have like cereal, right? Yeah. And then you turn to the other aisle, you have like potato chips, and et cetera.
Right.
That's sort of what a supermarket is
in bulk. So you don't buy enough for like a, you know, each day, you know, one day at a time. You buy stuff for like weeks at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so you can just like, you know, eat mass quantities of food.
I know I do.
That's right, I do. And then I get to the parking lot the same night. I get all my groceries after the debacle into the trunk of the car. You know, and you know how you always take the carriages, the carts, and you always try to like, you don't want to walk them all the way back to put back in the rack.
Yeah.
So you always try to like put them up on the curb, so they don't roll away.
See, that's a lazy way of doing it,
right?
Yes.
So what I do, I put it up on the curb. I know sooner get on my $50,000 automobile and I sit in the car, right? This big freaking gust of wind comes, right? And he's like, and I see the carriage get blown off the island and comes flying right at my car and hits me right in the side of the door.
That's great.
I'm trying to fumble for my keys to get out of there, and the car just broadsides my car right on the side from this whole thing. It's horrible.
It's terrible.
So you know, that was my mishaps. You know, what mishaps befell you this week? Anything?
Well, there was, you know, you had that damn yogurt a couple episodes ago called Faye, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You told me about this.
Okay. No, I never heard about this before, but the next day I went to work and there was a Faye yogurt on the counter.
Well, you told me about that already.
Yeah. So now, I didn't think anything of it. The other day it was in the kitchen at work, right? And one of my coworkers, Vlad,
the impaler.
He opened the refrigerator, and there's this like, and he's like, uh-oh, and this big like tub of Faye falls out and like cracks And there's Faye all over the floor now. There's like this huge like splatter of Faye, okay? All over the floor. And he's like, oh, crap, what happened? And I'm like, oh, wow. Because whoever had put it in there, just like you with the friggin', it wasn't your fault with the pepper.
Yeah, right.
He opens the door, this Faye like flies out and cracks and like splatters all over the place. So he just like, he cleans it up and he throws it out. And he said he was thinking of leaving a note, but whatever, right? So the next day, so today, he comes into my room. He's like, do you remember that Faye yogurt? I'm like, all this crap is happening with Faye. I don't understand it.
My Faye is gone.
So anyway,
it's been destroyed.
He's like, remember what happened? He's like, you know, I looked in the refrigerator and someone left a note in the refrigerator.
What did the note say?
It said something like, please put the Faye back here. It had a big circle drawn, right?
Like, right? There was a tape outline of where the Faye should have been.
Yeah.
Is that because you destroyed it?
No, it was that other guy, Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler, right. Vlad the Faye Destroyer.
Yeah, so anyway, so someone thought that someone else had stolen their Faye, right?
Oh, I get it.
So I guess someone came to him and it's like, oh, you took my yogurt. He's like, no, it broke. She's like, okay. So basically they thought they figured it out, right?
Yeah.
Then this other guy comes to him, he's like, oh, so you ate my yogurt the other day? All this misinformation about Faye is flying around the office, right? People are accusing this guy of eating their yogurt. They're losing their yogurt. And then I go in there and there's this giant printout. Like someone actually took a digital camera, took a picture of Faye. They're like, have you seen this Faye? Please call extension, blah, blah, blah. It's become this firestorm of controversy. Everyone's accusing everyone else of stealing their Faye. And you started the whole thing. Like, Faye was not in my reality, you know, until this. So that was another bizarre event.
Actually, you surprised me.
There's all this Faye crap.
Faye.
Oh man.
All right.
So our Skype cast is officially not working.
Why is that?
I've been chatting with Ruben from Kuala Lumpur and also Neil from Ireland, and I don't think either of them are able to get into the Skype cast. I think the Skype cast system is down at the moment.
Well, they can hear us, but they can't
do anything right now.
All they can do is hear us. They're helplessly hearing us.
Yeah.
At this point, great.
So I think what we're gonna have to do is just
sorry guys.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to talk to them individually here.
All right, great.
Let's try this out here.
All right. I promise later on I'm also talking about my bachelor party on the premium side. Then that story's been lingering for a while now. I promise I will give the full bachelor party story of my bachelor party that Frank actually attended and was witness to. So he knows I can't be making any of this stuff up. All right. All right. So just so you know that I'll be doing that. And Did you actually kill my evil clone on the premium side last week or on the free side last week?
I think it was on the premium. I don't really remember.
Well, so last show, Frank, as you may recall, you executed my evil clone on the air, which I wasn't too happy about.
No.
Particularly since it was my last one. So now, just so you know, you owe me for one evil clone.
How much is that?
And they ain't cheap when you figure in parts and labor, and I do accept PayPal.
Yeah.
And I found out you have to enter in human replicant where it asks what type of transaction it's for. All right?
Yeah.
So today, just to let you know, I am the alternate reality version of myself.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's the reality in which I'm wanted as a serial killer.
Uh-oh.
So I figure they'll never find me here podcasting in New Jersey.
That's definitely a good place to hide out in another reality, definitely.
Exactly. So I'm always one step ahead. So are we actually going to talk to any of these people, or are we going to just go on to something else? Why don't we do like the insult of the week? Did you come up with the insult of the week?
I don't have one this week.
I do.
Oh, really?
I actually thought of a couple from the past, Frank.
Really?
I'm actually going to dig up one. There's actually...
Hold on. We're calling Ireland now.
What the hell was that?
We're calling Ireland. Hold on. Neil will help us with the... hello, Neil.
Hello, you've reached the IntoYourHead.com stalkers hotline. Please leave your badly pronounced, incoherent, rambling after.
We have to leave him a message. Hi, Neil. This is Frank from the Anything But Monday show.
Yeah, it's 3:30 in the morning there.
We're trying to call you. I think you must have fallen asleep. Wait, maybe his computer speakers are on. If we talk real loud, maybe we'll wake him up.
Yo, Neil, wake your ass up!
Neil, wake up, Neil!
These are the Irish demons in your computer.
These are the English guys at home.
I'm Woodcliffe.
And I'm Jeeves. Wait, who is Jeeves?
I don't know.
We're referring back to our old show. Anyway, Neil, please give us a call. Goodbye. Wow, we're not doing too good on this telecommunication.
There has to be a time difference between your mouth and your ears.
No, horrible. Wait a second.
Horrible. Horrible.
All right, let's call Ruben. I know he's there. Here we go.
Now we're calling KL.
We're calling Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Ruben. Yeah. Oh, he's not there yet.
Why are you shouting?
Oh, Escapist is here too.
Great. He's not the one that's like hates me too, is he?
The person who you're trying to reach is currently not available.
No, no, no.
Please leave a message.
Well, they're very polite. They're very polite about it over in Kayal.
Ruben, this is the Anything But Monday show calling.
Yeah, we just call random. We're answering this segment. This is the feature in the show. When we call
us,
randomly.
Do you have any zombies for him? Come on.
Do I have any zombies, Frank? I am never far without my zombies.
Give Ruben the zombie. All right. There you go.
A little zombie action for Ruben.
Thank you, Ruben.
I always
give us a call back.
I always have zombies on hand.
All right.
What are you talking about?
Escapist.
Hello? All right. Look.
Can we call this guy? One more person. We're going to try one more. Then we're going to let the free listeners go.
Yeah. I think, Frank, they've already left.
No.
They've already left.
Hello, Escapist. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello!
Holy shit!
Finally we got someone.
We actually got somebody. That's great.
Yeah, you guys. Just so you know, it looks like that Skype is being controlled by the Illuminati.
Yes,
exactly.
They have shut it down.
The number they're giving you guys to call in on is not valid. I just kind of had to go the backdoor route.
Wow. Now, did you get into the Skype?
So you're actually saying you're a backdoor man? Is what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that. All right. No, sir.
All right. So can we introduce you? Your name is Escapist on the forums and stuff, and tell us a little bit about yourself so everyone can know who you are and. Everything.
Oh, man, everything. Well, my first name is Terry. I live out here in the Los Angeles area. My business commute drives me anywhere from Hong Kong to the Czech Republic and everywhere in between.
Really?
Yeah, I work in the satellite communications industry. I also have a small business that involves internet security investigations.
I've actually got friends who snore better than you sing.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Go ahead, Terry. You're doing great.
That's basically it. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a tech head, and I'm
dreadful.
I can do a lot of cool things.
So now you
call like calling to the ABM show.
Now you are the first official listener calling in.
That's correct.
We had Ruben and also Neil from Ireland on the Skype, but I don't know, the Skype cast is down. So when did you first hear about the Anything But Monday show?
Actually, I heard originally from your original podcast, Frank.
Yes, the Overnightscape.
The Overnightscape.
Yes, that's a good show, by the way, at theovernightscape.com.
I just kind of find Frank's demeanor when he does his pod shows, it's very inviting. It's a very comforting thing to listen to. It's not pretentious, and you introduced Mike in one of your shows last winter, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were rehashing. You had him on as a guest.
Yeah, I had Mike on my show.
You were talking about the old college days.
Yeah.
And Mike kind of intrigued me also. He had a lot of the same experiences I kind of had when I was going to college and growing up. That's what I've been hearing. And it just seemed like it was a normal thing to kind of follow the show and over this one and join up.
Excellent.
And he joined up, and he's now
What are you doing?
He's now one of Charlie's Angels.
Great.
Come on, that's a great show, man. I can listen to this music all night.
Yeah. Now look, we're not allowed to play music on this show.
Why not?
It's illegal. Music is illegal on this show.
Oh, God.
There's copyright laws.
You can comment on it, can't you?
Didn't you hear Viacom sued YouTube for $1.3
billion? I have the paper. We're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
The Illuminati at work strikes again.
Yeah.
As we go. But anyway, so actually, Terry, now you are a premium listener.
Yes, I am.
So what made you spend the whopping amount of $7.99 a month to listen to us on a regular basis?
Well, once again, the show intrigues me. It's a comedy show that kind of I used to do with some friends of mine back when I was in high school and college out here in the West Coast. I just kind of like the idea of giving it this greatest, not really an experiment, but this great chance for you guys to grow into this type of a business. I just thought it'd be kind of neat to get in on the ground floor and go along for the ride with you guys.
Well, we do appreciate that.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. I don't know how to say it. Like in both our lives, I think we're pushing it a lot in our lives to try to get this show done.
Yeah.
And so everyone that subscribes, everyone that supports us, that we hugely appreciate it.
Yeah, it's one step closer to getting Frank's wife off my back.
What?
For everyone that subscribes. Because I'm the root of all evil always in everybody's life that's attached to Frank. So it first started with his parents. You know, it went over to his siblings, like his sister. you know, we wouldn't even bring up on this show. Who we're purposely avoiding on this show. And Terry, as you know, I know Frank's sister from way before you know Frank's sister from his show. And she loved me way back in the day. And of course, now it springboards over to your wife, who's a very wonderful woman, who's very supportive of the show. But of course, you know, I'm always a bad guy. I'm always the one getting Frank into trouble, keeping him out late, you know, dragging him out in a snowstorm because it's a blizzard out here and an ice storm tonight. And I've dragged Frank.
Oh, yeah, nice 26 degrees and sleet, according to my weather report.
Yes, and many inches of it. And I had to pick up Frank to get him here.
It has been heavy sleet for like 8 hours now or more, right? From the afternoon, it's just been heavy sleet all day long. Yeah. It just doesn't stop. And it stings your face. When you try to walk in it, it actually stings. Yeah. It stings a bit.
You know, I can relate because out here on the West Coast, we have a really bad problem with heavy surf. And when the waves crash on the beach in front of you, that salt water stings. And it makes even worse the fact that we're having 85-degree weather out here in Texas.
Now, Terry, I'm going to try very hard to put up with it.
These babies, they jog by down on Venice Beach, and they've got their bikini tops on, and that wind's blowing a little bit, and that sand kicks up. It stings, you know? It hurts.
Oh man! You know, every show we get to hear about how great California is and how this area sucks. We're going to be coming out to California, I think.
You guys, I can relate. I spent time on business out in Staten Island.
Talked about Staten Island. Yeah, he must have loved that portion of the show. We talked about Staten Island back a few shows ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I told you I work in the satellite industry, so I'm sure you have an idea of what facility I
You work where?
At.
You work in what?
Satellites.
Well, hold on, wait a minute. He works in satellites.
Sounds very Illuminati to me.
Oh, guys, I can tell you stories.
The guy's probably, you know, he's probably got connections with Sputnik or something like that. We can use this guy.
I know.
Why can't you just like pump us into all the satellites and just do that? Get us out there.
Get us in all the missile silos and stuff.
All the Nike sites out here that are decommissioned.
Yeah. We need support that way. We need our blog army. We're going to talk about our blog army. We need people out there talking about this show out there, Terry.
You know, on a satellite.
Yeah.
On the satellite.
We want all channels of satellite TV, DirecTV, Dish Network, all to be live feed from us.
Can't you like hack into the Oprah show and like put us on instead?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a total waste of
that
time.
That should be simple. I mean, that would be really easy
gentlemen,
to do.
I really can't comment because some of the things you're talking about over my illustrious career, I have done.
Really?
You have.
You've tapped in.
Do tell.
How did you tap in?
How did you handle the zombies?
Well, zombies are no problem. Just radiation takes care of them.
Okay.
That's true.
True.
But when I worked for one satellite company here in the Los Angeles area, we provided a direct video and audio circuit between Australia and the United States. And I have a cousin who, she's a karaoke singer.
Mm-hmm.
And she made me a cassette of one of her songs she did. And she kind of sang like the Torch song. She was really into the Torch song sing. And during the Olympics in 1996, we were providing some feeds back to Australia. And during the interstitials, the area of time when there's nothing being broadcast as far as event material, we had dead air time. And I would send up her cassette.
We actually have some tape of her song right here now. I want to play it for you. Here it
is. All right, what is it?
I actually found it. So
play it.
Of course, you're not going to hear it because Frank doesn't know how to
do it. No, you're up.
Ready? it's very catchy. That's quite a Torch.
But there's no lyrics.
They come later.
Was it Sanford or something?
Yeah.
There's no lyrics.
Okay.
All right. So.
Boy, she never sounded better.
And we took out the lyrics. We couldn't handle the lyrics.
Those gentle, dulcimer tones of her voice.
Yes,
the resonation.
Debacle.
I've got goosebumps.
So Terry, what are you going to do?
What happened with the satellite?
You pumped her thing into all.
I put this cassette. It's about a 7-minute song that she did. I put it on a loop and I just fed it constantly during the interstitial times. And there sometimes it was playing in a loop for hours and hours. And she finally got to the point to where I told her what I'd done, and she said, in the song she introduces herself, and she got a call from somebody from New Zealand, of all places, wanting to know if she was available for bookings.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, and she wasn't seriously into it or anything. Oh. She had to turn him down.
But I found the words. Here we go.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
We're moving on now.
Here we go.
Mike has a... Mike has a classic TV soundboard tonight.
She's pretty good, Frank.
Yeah,
she's moving on up to the satellite. Yeah.
Look, what we need to know is, like, Terry, look, obviously you have connections, you know, and we need you to go out there, and we want people to know about the show. We know we have a good show, and it's we're doing the podcasts coming up. We're doing a lot of promotion now, and we have Dave, our program director, who's out in California, as a matter of fact, you know, as well.
Yeah, but, I'm waving at Dave right now. He's right across the highway.
Good.
Right across the 405. Yeah, hi, Dave.
Yeah, so anyway, we need to go out there and, you know, get it going out. Spend some time out there spreading the word, driving people to the site, letting people see to hear the show, right, Frank?
Well, yeah, actually,
in California, there's naked parties, I heard from the other show, from a recent episode.
Yeah.
Are we going to go to that?
are we gonna go to naked parties?
Well, I don't want to get naked, but are we gonna do that?
I don't want you getting naked either, but sure.
What are we doing in California again?
No, I, you know, we're not going to California. Terry,
I thought we were going to California.
No, he's in California. He's gonna do promotion for us out in California.
Yeah,
I ain't doing it naked though.
Tell him we'll pay him.
We'll pay you.
Frank. You can't afford me.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh no, you can't.
Frank, tell him how rich I am. Frank, tell him.
He's.
I make a lot of money.
He's rich, but he's not like Illuminati rich. Like,
I mean, yeah, not Illuminati rich, but I make a lot of money.
He's not like those people in the party and Eyes Wide Shut. You know, he's
the
not
Illuminati are my clients.
He's not yeah, so
exactly.
We shouldn't speak badly about them.
They're very nice people.
Please don't.
I'm sure a lot of them are nice. You know.
Okay.
World domination can make you very docile.
Where are we going with this? I mean, are the free people still here?
They're still here. We're going to have to get rid of them. So
that's unacceptable.
Terry, for the free people that have not yet subscribed, of course, Terry, you have subscribed. What would you like to tell them? Because I'm getting the button ready right now. We're going to get rid of the free people. What would you like to tell the free people about some of the advantages of signing up and joining the Anything But Monday show as a premium subscriber?
Oh, come on, guys. It's only two lattes a month.
I mean, exactly.
Just don't buy two lattes. You'll lose an LB here and there, and you'll gain some comedy and some strange insight.
Exactly.
What's your favorite feature of the show, Terry? What do you enjoy the most? What makes you laugh the most?
Well,
what do you like the most about what we do?
Quite honestly, it's the stories you guys tell about going to school and some of your experiences with other people that you kind of bring up in your own comical way.
We'll be talking about my bachelor party tonight, Terry.
Yeah.
We have
a lot of stuff that, how we've pissed off a lot of people in the past.
Man, is that coming up in the backside? Or
oh,
what?
Yes. Oh, yes. That's a classic story that Frank actually was at.
Dude, that's worth $9 right there.
Exactly.
That is going to – I was actually there, and it was
quite
an
amazing
experience.
Yep. You can't make this stuff up. And it had nothing – and believe it or not, it had nothing to do with hookers.
Really? That's quite impressive.
You were there.
Oh, that's only worth four.
You were there.
I know I was there. I was there. All right.
Funny you should mention that too, Frank, because I got that one lined up for tonight as well too.
Yep. All right. So anyway, we're going to let go of the free listeners. If you've been listening for free, you've gotten 47 minutes.
What?
Of our show. And now is time for you to go. If you want to hear the rest of the show, this is going to be a great show. Go and subscribe. Premium subscription, $7.99 a month or the 6 month or whatever. Here we go. Pressing the button.
Goodbye.
I'll press it this month. Here we go. This week. Wow!
Oh,
I feel much better now.
Production quality is everything.
Yeah. Shouldn't we let Terry go now? I mean, doesn't he have things to do?
Terry, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to get this Skype cast going again. But until then, we're going to let you go, and then hopefully we can get this going. But I think there may be a system-wide problem with the Skype cast.
I believe you're correct. And just one more quick thing I want to say, guys.
Mm-hmm.
To the premium subscribers that are here now. Hey, guys, go ahead and book this show for a year. It's worth it.
Yes, exactly. The one-year version is great.
I was fortunate enough to book it for 1 year, and I had all kinds of problems, as Frank's aware, with the freaking...
Oh, Terry was the one that booked it for a year?
Yes.
Terry, I take back all those bad things that I'm going to say about you in a few minutes.
Now, wait a second. you had some trouble, I think it was just with... PayPal is one of these things that, they, you know, sometimes they have weird problems, but in general, I think PayPal's a pretty good service.
Yeah.
Yeah, PayPal just made an example of me. They wanted to do a full background check on my account, which has been active for like 7 years.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah,
hello.
I guess what they do is they just choose people at random to make sure there's not fraud involved,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of annoying. But we don't want to say too many bad things about them because we haven't. They still have our money from the first few subscribers. We want to transfer
does?
That to our. PayPal has it.
They're holding our money hostage?
They're holding our money. Well, not hostage yet, but...
Hey, gentlemen, I'll let you go. Have a nice rest of the show.
Oh, Terry, please.
Have a nice evening.
We're going to talk about our affiliate program. We're going to get him on it, and we're going to have him make money
yes.
by sending people to our
we're
show.
We're going to have an affiliate program as well. We have a lot of exciting things coming up.
Oh, I did add you guys my delicious links.
Oh, excellent.
And,
excellent.
And I'm the only one so far that's done so. Nobody else is linking with
I know. You everyone well, out so. There who has Delicious, please throw us on the Delicious links.
What the hell are you talking about?
Delicious.
I know.
Oh, you freaking newbie.
Yeah, exactly.
DEL.ICOU.
I'm the non-nerd.
You know, I don't even know if I put us on Delicious.
Look, I'm a big muscle-headed goon. I don't know about these kind of things.
He doesn't know Delicious.
I don't know about Delicious.
Delicious is one of the best things in the world. I use it every day. I use Delicious every day of my life.
Great.
It's very important.
All right, gentlemen, I'll see you later.
All right,
Thank you very much for calling in, Terry, and we will talk to you again.
See ya.
Goodbye.
So that was a total debacle. That was great, Frank. Thank you for bringing out one of our listeners.
What's that? What did I do wrong? Look, I think we should talk to Ruben because he is there.
Oh, so we're gonna bring. Why don't we take a break for a second?
A
quick break.
A quick musical break.
A quick musical break. Get our legs up underneath us again. Then we'll talk to good old Ruben. All right.
Yes. We're back.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that if we bring Ruben on, of course my headset's horrible because of you again, but I'm sure once we bring Ruben on, his appearance is going to come up again because he was harped on that his appearance for I don't know how long on his show, but
we'll try to call him right now. I mean,
your appearance, on that video, man,
yeah,
that people have been watching is scary.
We're gonna get to that video.
You look like that kid from Evil Speak.
We're gonna get to that video, but let's try to call Ruben real quick.
I lived with someone who looked like that back then.
I lived with him too. It was me. I was shocked when I saw that video, but we're gonna talk about that video in a moment. But right now we're talking. They're gonna be trying to call Ruben from Kuala Lumpur, originally from Australia. Ruben, hello.
Hello, are you there?
Ruben, can you hear me?
Oh, the famous Ruben nerd is on.
Can you hear me?
Mm.
No, he can't hear.
Yeah.
Do they have phones in...
I can hear you now.
They have phones in KL?
Faint, crackly.
You can't hear us, huh?
It's because of technology over there.
Now, wait, just stop trashing Kuala Lumpur. It's a very nice place.
Yeah, I understand
except
that...
for our internet connection.
That's in that...
Mike's playing a classic TV soundboard.
Full of bigots. That's for the bigot, the famous bigot on TV here.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're like Archie Bunker. Oh, you're a bigot.
I'm a bigot.
You're a bigot.
Yeah, I hate Kuala Lumpurians.
Ruben, I gave Mike a 5 pence piece from England to help him be more international in his outlook. So hopefully that'll help him out.
That's very good.
Yeah. Now, Ruben, is this the first time... were you on my other Skype cast, or is this the first time I'm ever actually talking to you?
Yeah, actually, I think this is the first time. I've had many, many problems here trying to get Skype and Gizmo working. It's insane. Absolutely insane.
It's like I've known you for so many years now. This is the first time we've actually talked.
Well, perhaps if you move to civilization, it might be easier.
Wait a second.
Well, there's someplace where they have phones.
That would be true, yes.
They had phones somewhere. It would help. So Ruben Kidd, you saw I posted a comment on your show. Did you see that?
No, I haven't.
You haven't looked at my comment that I posted on your board?
I haven't. I can check it right now.
No, need to do that. I thought by now. I mean,
and Ruben, we played the clip of your show where you played the clip of our show. So people already heard you talking about it, and it was quite interesting.
And ripping on me. Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, good.
So Mike wants to officially.
I take back all the nice things I said about you on the comment on your show.
So Mike wants to officially apologize now for his comments on your country.
It's not his country. His country's Australia, right?
Singapore, actually. I'm a PR of Singapore now, but I want to get back there as soon as possible. The internet here is patchy at best.
Let me get this straight. Were you born in Singapore or were you born in Australia?
I was born in Australia, but I moved to Singapore when I was 8, 9 years old. This is pretty much my home now.
But you're Australian.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Mel Gibson. Is not really Australian because he's born in... Was that the truth? Was he born here? And then he moved to Australia and came back and got the accent and came back?
I'm not sure. I know Nicole Kidman was born in Hawaii, but people say
Mel Gibson was born like in Connecticut. He went back to Australia, got the accent, came back here, became famous.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That's possible.
But
you get the accent pretty easily. It rubs off very fast.
I noticed. I'm doing it already. Right. So anyway. So what's this whole thing that you have about being gay? What we talked about that on the show earlier. So do you have a hang up about that? Has it been a problem you've had all your life?
Only in the last few years. I don't know. Maybe it's some aura I give off or something, but people assume that I'm gay when they see me.
Do you have a woman in your life? That might be a problem if you don't have that.
Sort of a not less committed one.
Yeah, she's Chinese, probably. She's one of those Chinese hookers that he just met recently that walked by from this coffee shop. You know, there's ones that said, "Are you gay?"
Now, Ruben, is that a common question? Because, like, in New York City, you don't walk up to someone and say, "Hey, are you gay?" You just don't say that.
That's absolutely right. It is such an out of the blue question. In Singapore, I'd never get asked.
Frank,
that
play the norm. Play the sound effect of what happens if you go up to someone in New York City and tell them and say.
You have the punch sound effects.
No, not even that. It's worse than that.
What sound effect is that?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
What?
But forget about it. Yeah, they play the sitar. That's what happens. They don't do that.
I'm sure if someone in Singapore said that, they'd just sort of give you the weirdest look and maybe snap. But here, it's just normal. Yeah.
And then they'd run off in their rickshaw.
So basically, the story for people for the people that didn't hear the story, why don't you just relate the story real quick? Because we mentioned it, but we didn't actually tell the story. You were in an internet cafe in Kuala Lumpur, and what happened? These girls came up to you.
Yeah, I was in Starbucks actually, so in civilization, so to speak, in KL, and there must be a Chinese high school or something nearby because I think they're on their lunch break.
Chinese high school. It was a wandering Chinese high school.
that L in the little rickshaw is being driven by horses. But about three of them came up to me and asked me if I was gay. That they were looking at me.
Three of them. It was a pack. A pack of Chinese girls.
I was being invaded. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
It was insane. And I didn't know how to react. So eventually I just responded and said, "Well, what do you think?" And that really threw them off.
Ruben, we're actually going to give you the insult of the week. So you can actually, next time someone says that to you.
Oh, it's the ABM insult of the week.
It's the ABM insult of the week. I'm going to give it to you live on the air. So when you're out there and they ever do that to you again, this is the ABM insult of the week officially that we're going to give to you. Can we have some introductory music for presenting him the the insult of the week?
Yes.
We actually used this one 21 years ago in college, Ruben, before you were born. We actually used his insult.
Wow.
It's a classic. Frank originated it. I'm sure he's forgotten about it. And here it is. Frank, music, please.
What's the...
That's the music? That's the music you have?
For the insult? Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I don't know what music to play. Here it is,
Ruben. You ready?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Suck my twang.
Suck my twang.
So just say that next time they give you
my twang.
Suck my twang.
Well, yeah, I don't know, Ruben.
If someone's asking me whether I'm gay, would that suck my twang sort of give them the wrong impression?
If you say it to a girl,
it wouldn't be a problem. If it's to a guy, it would be. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever hear? There actually is a story behind that, the suck my twang incident.
Oh, yeah. Tell me the story.
At the public pool. Did you ever hear that one on my other show? When I was younger, I was in the special class. They when you go to school, you have classes for like retarded kids and disabled kids.
Zero for effort. Zero for style. Zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
Listen, it started in second grade. I had some behavior problems. I really
yeah. They persisted to today.
And eventually I got put into the special emotionally disturbed class.
You never told me this one.
Wow.
This is a good one. Yes.
And I'm just going to do a quick version here. But I was put in the emotionally disturbed class.
That's because you're a meathead.
Wait a second.
That's because you're a meathead.
Go ahead.
Basically they were like, also they were scared of us because every kid in this class, you know, in a retarded class, the kids are, you know, they're mentally disabled or they're whatever. They're kind of harmless. Mm-hmm. But in the emotionally disturbed class, these kids are all like really dangerous. The one kid...
A threat to society.
Yeah, like one kid was like...
Well, don't be looking at me. Nothing I can do about it. Go on and go about your business.
Go ahead.
Look, these people...
Lie me.
These kids were... dangerous. Like, one kid used to go and tie up girls in the woods and stuff, and these other kids, they were all, like, very, like, dangerous
and they
kids.
And they group you with these kids, right?
And I got stuck with these kids. They were whacked out group of kids, the emotionally disturbed class. I don't even know if they still do this. Imagine if you're in school
they just put them on drugs in this country.
Yeah, and they put me on the short bus. That was the worst thing. I used to take the normal school bus. Then they put me on the short bus, the very famous short bus, the TART cart.
Yeah.
And it was really humiliating. All my old friends from the old neighborhood, what are you doing on the short bus? What are you, retarded?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I had a lot of those kind of experiences growing up. That's how I became this way. And of course,
if I said the short, if I said the TART cart.
The question is,
I'd be getting
did
shit
any of them
it.
Ask if you were gay?
Yeah. I don't think so. But this one kid, named George. I don't know what his emotional problem was, but to keep us like under control. Every day they used to take us on field trips. I guess to sort of like sedate us. I guess if they took us to a different place every day, we wouldn't be so like restless and like commit crimes and stuff. So they took us to this public pool, like a community pool, swimming pool, and we went into the bathroom to change into our swimming trunks,
and so
I would just go into a toilet stall and change. I didn't want anyone else to see me. This kid Kenny. He started changing into his bathing suit, decided to stop when he was completely naked, and runs out into the bathroom, shaking his penis and saying, "Suck my twang! Suck my twang! Suck my twang!" Like really loud.
And that's where you got that from?
That's where that came from. That's where "suck my twang" came from.
You didn't tell me that.
I had to deal with these people. It was the most fun I ever had. I have so many stories from the emotionally disturbed class, and I stayed in there for a couple of years, and then I gained a bit of my sanity. But yes, that's where "suck my twang" comes from, and you can use that. That's a very good insult.
Yeah, feel free.
Suck my twang.
And I'll have my little tape recorder in my pocket as I do so.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
So what exactly are you doing over there in Malaysia, Ruben, to promote our show, to get more listeners to come hear our show?
I was planning tomorrow, actually, going to Starbucks with external speakers and just playing it as loud as I can.
Yes,
people
good
seem
idea.
To do that
good.
With techno, so I figured
this Let's address
just...
the people of Kuala Lumpur right now.
Yes.
Citizens of Kuala Lumpur. This is the Anything But Monday show.
Coming to you from America.
Coming to you from the United States of America.
Where we all love...
A place far, far away.
Yes.
Place where we all love Malaysians.
Yes. I, in fact, work with a Malaysian who is from Kuala Lumpur, in fact. I work with a guy from Kuala Lumpur. Isn't that amazing?
Hey. Okay. And the person...
Really?
And the rude person who is listening to this very loudly is not gay.
Yes, Ruben.
Thank you.
Yes, Ruben, who is the... Caucasian with long blonde hair is not gay. He is a heterosexual. He's heterosexual.
It is a great dishonor to my ancestors and my God. But okay.
It is a great dishonor. Oh.
So what's the weather like there in Kuala Lumpur? First of all, right now it's 12:12 a.m. where we are. It's the middle of the night. There's an ice storm outside. It's hailstorms.
It's tomorrow.
What is it? It's the middle of the day there now, right? That freaks me out. You're on the other side of the planet, right?
Yeah, and I was talking to Felix about this I won't mention mine and we'll plug it. But
plug your show, the Rubiner Show.
.com.
Yes, the Rubiner Show. .com.
And it just freaks me out that we can be on the same planet, and in essence, you're talking in my past and I'm in your future or something. That,
exactly.
I still can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, it's Saturday afternoon for you. It's kind of crazy.
Well, it's the middle of the day here on Saturday. It's absolutely pouring rain outside, and it's 30. Oh, I'm not sure what that is.
He's out in the rice paddy.
See, this really upsets me because
he's out in the rice paddy.
Yeah, people are actually picking out.
Oh, Ruben, I have an up. Robin, Ruben, I have an update.
Robin, he's Ruben. Robin is our unicyclist, not Ruben. Ruben.
I'm thinking of Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees.
No way.
He reminds. That's who he reminds me. That's what he reminds me of. It's a kid, the picture, a young Robin Gibb.
Yeah.
No, but all I could think of is like this. Here's an update. I wanted to give Robin an update. I don't know if he knows this, but that Robin. Actually this just came through that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have just adopted Laos.
Laos? Oh, yeah. The entire country?
Have they? Really?
The entire country of Laos. Yeah. They've actually done that just recently. So, you know.
So, Ruben, I wanted to say that I'm a little upset during this phone call because, you know, I used to be a member of the Flat Earth Society and, you know, their theory was the Earth is flat, right? But now I'm talking to you and you're – on the other side of the spherical globe, because it's proven because it's daytime there now, right? So that shoots the flat Earth theory to hell. It ruins the whole thing.
Thank you for coming.
This is like
you in hell.
Now, what about on the toilet? Does it go down the drain in the other direction there, or like how does that work?
And how do the vaginas work over there? Do they go the opposite way too?
But wait, are you above or below the equator there? Are you right on it?
Let him answer the vagina question.
Good. We're actually sort of 1 or 2 degrees above the equator, so the water just chooses where it wants to go. It follows no laws of physics.
It just goes down straight.
Whatsoever.
It goes down the drain straight.
So it's like 100 degrees.
Oh, like a singularity or something.
Yeah. So it's like 95 degrees there all the time.
Like, how hot is it there right now? In Fahrenheit, please.
Yeah, please. Please say the stow the centigrade.
I'm not familiar, but I think it would be. It's close to 90 during the day and about sort of high 70s at night, mostly.
That's not too bad.
Why is every place in the world better than where we are? Why is that, weather-wise? The weather sucks here always, you know?
Why, in Australia, it sucks as well.
Depends where you are in Australia. Not from what we see on TV.
Yeah, why did they put the greatest city on Earth, New York City, in this crappy weather area? Well, first of all, this area is not that bad because we never get natural disasters, knock on wood.
Except when Frank goes to the toilet and lets it flood. You missed the flood part of the broadcast.
Yeah, I flooded the toilet before.
Great.
I flooded my toilet yesterday as well, actually.
Really?
As a matter of fact.
A lot of podcasters are doing that lately, see?
They actually have, what I'm shocked is
an initiation ceremony.
They actually have indoor plumbing in Malaysia. I'm shocked.
Now, look, Malaysia is a great country. Especially how could they build those big buildings if it wasn't a great, great country? Come on.
Well, the government built it.
Really?
So that's how they do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see.
The Chinese built it, Frank. The Chinese. They're involved in everything. Yeah, the Chinese.
Do you even know where Malaysia is, Mike?
Yeah, it's in Southeast Asia.
Well,
is that correct?
It's kind of an island nation.
Just
made that
next to South Korea.
Which is also near North Korea, correct?
It is.
It's where all the missiles and things are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's see.
I'm sorry. I do not speak English. Okay.
15 Skype windows open here.
Hot dog, hot dog. Yes, sir. No, sir. Maybe. Okay.
That's what it sounds like over there all the time.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
See, he's got it. That's exactly what it sounds like. What are you looking at right now, Frank?
I'm looking at Skype.
Forget it. It's trash tonight. We're lucky we got two people.
Yes. Okay?
We got one from this country and we got one from the other side of the world. Happy with
Ruben,
that.
We got Escapist, who's a Terry from Los Angeles, California. He was on the show. And Neil from Ireland is asleep. It's about 4 a.m. there right now, so he is asleep.
We're trying to get all. Look, the requirement for us putting you on the show is that you need to go out there now and make the show, other people get very popular in Malaysia. So,
yes.
Do you have any friends in Malaysia yet, Ruben?
I got a few friends from uni, yeah.
From where?
University. Uni.
Oh,
university.
Excuse me.
It's a jargon from another country.
College. From college.
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 Uni. Is it that difficult to say university?
Listen, we have our own slang terms here.
Give me an example of one that's like a shortened term that we use. It's
like a prom would be like a promotion, you know?
No, it's not.
I don't know.
All right. So I'm sure we...
Australians are famous for making words shorter. We say brekkie instead of breakfast. And
brekkie?
And D instead of day half the time. And all this. It's,
D instead
we're
of day?
We're a lazy bunch of people.
Yeah, day is a long word. You're right.
Well, you might want to shorten it.
Oh, my God. How do you say...
Wednesday.
What if we're talking about D-Day? What do you say then?
Yeah,
I hadn't given that much thought.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Well, anyway, Ruben's been great to come on the show. We have rest of a show to do.
We have a lot of stuff planned.
So I want to ask you, when are you spending money to buy the show, Ruben? Because you're not actually a premium listener yet.
Well, technically, I sent him a
coupon. I'm moving back to Singapore next month, so it'll be a lot easier.
I gave him a 1 month free coupon
once I move there to pay for it.
He's been promoting the show on his blog,
yeah.
Giving us incoming links. So I figured I'd give him a coupon.
Did you clear that with me? Did you talk to the home?
I gave
as your business partner
as the administrator of the coupon system.
Yeah, and who's paying for this little shindig?
Huh?
Who's paying for this little shindig right now? Me. It comes out of my pocket. The mouths of my family. That's what happens.
Ruben will pay. He will pay.
He's not going to pay.
He'll pay.
He just said it before. He moved there to save money.
We already
established how much $7.99 is in Malaysia.
Or we could use the barter system. And if Ruben makes his show premium, we can barter. and we can share each other's shows.
Don't give the kid any ideas.
So I give you 100 Rubinoid shows, and you give me a couple of Mondays.
There'll be a.
I think that works.
Are you like you by yourself in without a chaperone in Malaysia? Are you by yourself?
I'm with my parents. My mom's very sick, so I'm here looking after her.
Why is your mom sick?
She has cancer.
That's not good. That's not okay.
It's nothing but good.
Is she going to be okay?
Yeah, it's very long involved, but I figure it's better for the family for me to be here looking.
You just tell your mom that the Anything But Monday show sends all their good feelings and prayers.
Yes.
Good. Oh, thank you very much.
Exactly. Our thoughts are with that to Malaysia. With her, and definitely hope she gets better soon.
Yes. And if
thank you very much.
We hope for the best, and I resist every urge to be insensitive and hard at this point. So I won't do anything because Ruben is he's a good kid, as I said on his message board. So
please pay for your purchases and get out and come again.
That's it. All right. So
thank you and come again.
That's it. So
all right. Thank you very much, Ruben, for being on the show. And
sure, no problem. Lots of fun.
And we would love to have you on again sometime.
Eventually.
Yeah, when you're paying and the family's well and you're no longer gay. When that's all wrapped up and handled.
Well, especially that last one. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you can come back on the show. Mm. But until you get that fixed, until you get that straightened out.
Get the haircut, everything. Right. Yeah. Get, okay.
Exactly. Mm. You know. And I got news for you. The more you try not to be gay, the worse it gets.
Believe me, Mike has tried to stop being gay for a long time. It's been a hard time for him.
Yeah, well, I should tell you one of I have this. I have to admit, I am slightly homophobic, and the only reason why I am is because I've been accosted many times in the gym over my lifetime of working out.
Really, me too.
there's many stories. I stopped taking showers in the gym because of a very traumatic experience I had, you know, when I was working at Jack Lane's, which is now Bally's Health Club, you know, not as in Bali, Indonesia, but anyway.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
All right, yes. But actually, did I ever tell you that story?
No, what happened? You were in the showers?
Well, the showers they had in the gym at the time were basically open stalls. Like, they each had an individual stall, but there's no door. It was like you stepped in, it was like a Roman type shower scenario, already when you start bringing the Romans into it, it's not good.
Boy.
So I'm in the shower,
like a Malaysian bathroom.
Exactly. So I don't even know what that is. So I'm standing in the shower, and I'm looking, and all of a sudden, there's this little dwarf of a guy, like 3 feet away from me, outside this, and he's lathered in soap from head to toe. He's all lathered up and aroused, standing like 2 feet from me.
Oh God!
When I'm in the shower, I was just like so offended and disgusted from that point on. I stopped taking showers in the gym because of that.
Yeah.
You can imagine that, right?
Yeah, but for a gay guy, just imagine, for a gay guy to be in a gym with naked men, it's like for a straight guy, hey, guess what? You can go in a shower, open showers with lots of naked girls. Like, who wouldn't want to do that, you know?
I have the same problem with that.
And they'd be buff men, theoretically, as well.
I have seen the same problem with that in women's locker rooms.
Really?
I do.
You stand around lathered up with an erection in a women's locker room?
Well, yeah.
Don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean,
damn straight I do.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. So what was that? What'd you drop? All right, let Ruben go. First of all, how's he affording all this? He can't afford us, but he's on the phone with us.
It's free. Skype is free.
Free?
Skype is free. Absolutely.
Free my ass.
Free. It's amazing how fast, because you think when you call the moon, like on those moon missions, they're like, hello, moon mission one. And then you have to wait like 10 seconds as the speed of light.
Yeah.
Roger. But we're going across are we going like through the Earth, directly through the core? Or how is this actually, because there's no delay at all, right? Like if I say hello, you'll say hello, right, Ruben? Like I'll say hello, exactly. And you say hello.
My theory is they have these worms that actually drill like the core, and they just have this fiber optic cable going from one side to the other.
See, but that's
I can't understand satellites. I just can't get that through my head.
But I'm just saying, like, how is it that we're talking to you without any delays? Because it takes a certain amount of time for like electricity to go around the world, right?
Yeah, and especially when it gets to Malaysia, everything's just 10 times slower here as well.
I don't get it. It's very. It's amazing. This really is like an amazing time. It's the future. It's 2007.
Can we go now?
All right, Ruben.
can we just go?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ruben.
Can we go?
We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me on your program.
And thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Well, see you later.
Bye. I'll just rock. What? All right. All right. Well, that was quite pleasant.
That was great. We got some
phone calls with people. Now we can unplug this and get the different audio levels back. How do you sound now? Good?
I don't know.
So thanks, Terry and Ruben, for being on the show. It was great. It was our first attempt at the Skype cast.
And we'll never do that again.
Yes, we will. Next week, another Skype cast. We're going to have a three-hour Skype cast next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do we have? There's a lot of stuff coming up on the show. A lot of stuff.
Let's get some of that stuff, Frank. And what do you say we talk about my bachelor party, Frank? You know, I don't want the show to disappear and go, and then we haven't got to my bachelor party, the whole story. Because I think people, you know, this is the segment called Real Life Insanity, the amazingly true life adventures of Mike and Frank.
Yeah.
This is stuff that actually happened to us. And as luck would have it, or as fate would have it, Frank was still lingering in my life at the time when I got married in 1997. It'll be 10 years this year.
Wow,
And in 1997, you know, Frank and I were, you know, still in contact, and I invited him to my bachelor party. And I told my best man, who happens to be our program director.
Dave from California, our program director.
For all of you people think I'm this big bigot racist, my best man was a black man. All right?
You're not a bigot. You're fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just stop calling people bad names and everything will be fine.
I'm not calling anybody bad names.
All right.
Who did I call a bad name on the show? You're talking about retards. Did I say retard on the show? Tart cart? You, the only thing you're saying on the show? If I said that, everybody would be like I'm going to string me up, wouldn't they?
Well, you see, the difference is that generally, if you use a different race, those people could beat you up. But usually, retards are more like they won't. They're not that strong, or they can't like fight you.
I cannot accept that course of action.
No, people. The thing is about the word retard. I know it's a word that is considered not politically correct, but
it's stunted.
There's no other word that really describes it. Like if you say I was hanging out with some mentally challenged individuals. That does not describe it. You know what I mean? People know that word. I know it's offensive to some people. You know, I mean, I've worked with people that had retarded children, and they're very upset when I say that word, when anyone said that word. But it is a descriptive word. You know, and I was in the classes with those people. You know?
So you have every right. You've earned your retarded stripes.
Yeah. In fact, one kid thought I actually had turned retarded when I was hanging out with the retards one day. He's like, Frank, you turned retarded. What are you doing here? No, he really thought that. This kid, Izzy. He's like, what are you doing here, Frank? He thought I had turned,
Izzy retarded.
Yeah.
Frank, I have to do some of my names. We got more of my names we're going to do later on as well, too. But anyway, so here's the story of the party. Let me get comfortable.
All right.
All right. So I told my best man, Dave, he asked me, and now program director, what do you want to do for your party? And I'm like, look. You know, I'm not into this whole strip bar hookers type of thing, and that's not going to fly with my, you know, of course, my wife to be, and I would never, you know, violate the upcoming sanctity of our marriage with that kind of stuff. So I said, look, let's just keep it fun. Let's go to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
You know, let's go to some gambling, because I was into gambling, and I said, we'll play a little cards, you know, and go down to Atlantic City, and we'll have some fun. Rent the limo, get a bunch of guys, get some things to drink, get some drinks, go down to Atlantic City, come back home.
Yeah.
Just that, and of course, it didn't go quite that way.
No.
So we all the first part of it went fine. We go to a little restaurant, a bar. We had a thing catered. We had food, some drinks. Right, we're hanging out. This place, I guess, was in Morristown, New Jersey.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
And
yeah.
it was like a pub or something. We're in the upstairs of a pub, and we're all drinking, having a good time. And you know, we got the limo come. It's time to go to Atlantic City. And of course, along at this party happens to be my friend from childhood, Rich.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Rich was the kid in childhood that when you hung out with him, you always got in trouble. You know?
Yeah.
And then you got crucified by your family because you should never be hanging around this bad influence. Yeah. So and he was definitely the kid that grew up under in a bad circumstance. Like, he came from a broken home. The parents were never there. The stepmother was never there. I mean, I think one day he came home from school and he found his stepmother in bed with another woman.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine that? You come home from school, like third grade.
Yeah, that'll play some games with your head. Yeah.
So he comes home one day and he finds her in bed with some other woman, right? For starters.
Yeah.
You know, he lived in the kind of house when it was like the whole house was basically a zoo. You know, there was animals everywhere. I mean, I'm not talking animals you should have in your house either. Those like ducks, you know, and geese.
What?
Ducks? They had ducks and geese and other kinds of other kinds of waterfowl in their house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the whole house was literally what we spent when we came home from school after school.
Yeah.
The first couple hour we spent coming home from school was picking up piss and shit over the entire house. Because the whole house smelled like dog shit and cat piss and goose crap. It was all over the house.
Wow.
So all we did is clean that up before we can do anything, right? So we always used to get in trouble together, all kinds of problems. I have a ton of stories I could tell from that alone of things that happened with him, but we'll save them for another day.
Yeah.
So he's all grown up now, and I only seen him sporadically, you know, but I invited him. So he shows up late to my bachelor party, just about as we're about to go to Atlantic City. Now, his wife gave him specific instructions.
Yeah.
Okay? Do not go to Atlantic City. Because if you go down there, you're going to get in trouble. I need you back home because something was going on the next day.
Yeah.
Now, of course, does Rich listen to that? No. So he jumps in the limo, comes along with all the rest of us. So we get in the limo, and the first stop is a liquor store. We get a big, gigantic plastic tub full of alcohol, yeah. Vodka, beer, the whole thing. So we're drinking the entire way down to Atlantic City.
Yes.
All right. And on the way down, of course, we're watching Little Rascals.
Really?
We were watching the Little Rascals on the VCR in the... In the limousine.
Oh yeah, the limo had a VCR.
Right.
Yeah.
Until someone, of course, spilled beer into it and destroyed it. And I won't mention those friends of mine that did that, but they actually they spilled beer in the whole VCR.
It wasn't me, was it?
Got
was it me?
Frank, if there was a mishap in Bob, probably directly or indirectly had something to do with you.
Was right? it me though? No.
I don't know, it wasn't you. No, I don't think it was
good.
You.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
So they spilled some kind of alcohol, ruined the VCR, and the Little Rascals was ruined. Of course, Little Rascals have since been like taken away from us because of who?
That's a urban legend that Bill Cosby did that.
So where are the Little Rascals now? Can you get them? Anywhere?
Yeah, Cabin where? Fever Entertainment.
In my hair. Okay. Anyway, so anyway, the VCR is destroyed. We get to Atlantic City. Okay.
Which is a long ride, by the way, from Morristown, New Jersey. It's like
it's 3 hours.
3 hour ride.
Three plus hour ride.
Even though New Jersey is a small state.
It's from one end of the state to the other.
It's a
basically.
Long ride. A long
okay?
ride.
So it's 3 hours. We get there. The first place we go to, of course, what do I request, please, no hookers, no strip clubs. We're the first thing we pull up to, what is it? It's a freaking strip club. Okay. So I'm going in there, and of course it's the usual fare. You know, women jiggling around, dancing around.
In Atlantic City, they can't be naked at all, right?
Remember well, most places in New Jersey, like, they serve alcohol. I don't think you can be naked.
Like, not even topless.
I don't think so.
Like, that place was not topless bottomless.
It was just G-strings and, like, bikini tops.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah. So
okay?
It wasn't, like, nudity.
No nudity.
No.
There was no... Frank's clarifying this for his wife. There was no nudity, we swear. No nudity. So, anyway, there was no nudity there. We get there, and, you know, we're just drinking. I'm like, oh, I'm not really into this whole thing, but, you know, whatever. And, you know, and so we're like... So the whole thing about it was, we were going... There was a very famous boxing match that was occurring that night in Atlantic City, because Atlantic City is famous for its boxing matches.
Yeah,
you know, and it was supposedly I wasn't exactly sure where it was occurring, but it was the Riddick Bowe Galata fight, and I don't know what Galata's first name is, but it was the Bowe Galata fight.
Yeah,
all right, and we're saying, oh wow, this fight's going on down here, man. It would be great to see this fight, but I guess we're never gonna see it tonight, and. We come out of the strip club. We're all smoking cigars. And we walk out of the street, and we happen to be at the back of the Caesars Hotel.
Yeah.
So we're standing with the back, and all of a sudden, the back doors burst open of the Caesars Hotel, and out comes pouring the entire entourage of both Riddick Bowe and Galata, right? And they're like brawling in the street. Like, the fight was over, and we found out this fight ended in the first round. It was like over like before it started, you know?
Yeah.
It was one of those fights where everybody spent all their money, and a fight was over before they started. Everybody pours out the back of the... So these entourages pour out into the street into a major brawl. And we're watching it. We're smoking cigars and going, wow, this is great. You know, and the fight's going on, and they're whisking, you know, what's his face away in an ambulance. I think they're both going to be being whisked away in an ambulance. I think there was a low blow or something happened in the fight, and as I recall. And they basically, you know, whisk these guys away in ambulances in the midst of a brawl. Like, and it's, of course, Galata's a white guy, Bo's a black guy. So it's like the white and black people fighting, riding in the streets.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there going, great, great fun. You know, what? That's awesome. So we're smoking our cigars watching this. And then, so the next thing is, let's go do some gambling.
Yeah.
So we're doing some gambling and, you know, whatever. And so, and it's getting late. And we say, you know what? We better start making our way back, you know, to get home. You know, and here's where the fun begins. Because eight people had gone down. Of course, eight people would be good if eight people came back.
Yeah. And let me just say that the guy that drove the limo, right? Hanging out at the strip club. I was actually hanging out with the guy that drove the limo.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah. He was actually there.
I remember him being there.
Yeah. And he was, you know, in the strip club, I think he was having a couple drinks. I didn't really think much of it at the time.
The limo driver is boozing up.
Yeah.
The man who's supposed to take eight drunk people home.
Yeah.
Is drinking himself.
Yes.
Oh, great. Great. All right. Now, that explains the next thing that happens.
Yeah.
Because we get to the, you know, he had parked the limo in this huge empty lot. Okay. By the boardwalk. Okay. Yeah. Now, it's an empty lot of a broken down, abandoned building. It's a very bad area.
Yeah.
Okay? The limo's there. And the first thing we realize, we're short a person. Okay?
Yes.
Now, who are we short? Rich. Okay? The guy who's not supposed to be going down Atlantic City and getting lost. All right? So, he's not there at the rendezvous point. We all agree we're going to go gamble.
Yeah.
And we're going to rendezvous at this time. Which is like, at this point, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So we're already looking at a 4 o'clock maybe or something like that, a 4 o'clock arrival time to get home.
Yeah.
All right. So nowhere to be found. Okay. Nowhere to be found. The guy in the limousine in the interim decides he's going to take the limo to a different spot, which is good because it's a very bad area. We you know, not a very nice area.
Yeah.
What does he do? All of a sudden we hear this grinding, crunching sound like, I'm like what the fuck was that? Right. And the whole car lurches. Right? Turns out he manages to roll over a boulder. Now, when I say a boulder, I'm talking a rock that would lift a 10-ton limo off the ground. Right? So we're all like, oh, it's like a shipwreck at sea. We're all swaying in the limousine and the freaking car is up on a boulder. You know, and we had to get out and actually get out and move the limo off this boulder. Now, I don't know how he didn't damage the end of the car. I think he punctured the oil pan or something because we got this truck, the limo off a boulder.
Yeah.
Right? But the big dilemma is not the boulder. It's like, where are we going to find this guy?
Yeah, this guy Rich is gone.
Rich. So Rich decided to do, we find out. Okay, and I remember, like, someone saw him going to this club.
Did anyone have cell phones back then? This was, like, 10 years ago. Ten years ago, what was it, 97?
Right.
No cell phones, right?
No, we did have cell phones because I remember vividly.
Yeah.
There were cell phones.
Really?
Why? I'll get to that later on.
Yeah.
Okay? But he didn't have a cell phone or anything.
He didn't have a cell phone. No.
But there were cell phones because I remember why. You know? So what happened... I think only one or two people had. We didn't have cell phones.
Only a couple people. It was only the rich people.
Rich people, which wasn't me back then.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Unlike now.
Right now.
Mad Mike is rich now.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, we go. So I find out he decided to go to this club.
Yeah.
Right. And we go to we pull up to the club where he's the last sighting of Rich. Right. Yeah. And I get out of the car and I'm fuming. Like, I am so fucking pissed because I'm like, I'm tired. The long drive home, I said, I you know what? And I can hear his wife's voice in my head, you know, screaming at me. And every time his wife would get pissed at him because he did something stupid, I lose privileges of seeing him for like a year, you know? So I couldn't even talk to the guy, right? So I'm saying, I can't go back without him. I got to find where he went. So we go back to this club. We last sighted. Turns out, we pull up to this club, all right? Everybody outside the club is just... this nasty looking, gangster looking black man in a zoot suit.
Yeah, I remember that.
They had these broad brim hats and big zoot pants, pinstripes.
They were like pimping.
Pimping. Yeah. Every single one of them. Okay. Yeah. And the women to match.
I remember that. Yeah.
Right? Turns out, what club does Rich pick to go into? The club where they're having the after party for the fight.
Yeah.
Right? So this is where the entourages are going to hang out.
Yeah.
Of the two fighters, Bo and Galata. So you got the white hoodlums and the black hoodlums, right? Packed in like sardines into this club. That's literally, if you remember the movie The Terminator, okay, when he's looking for her in the club,
yeah,
whatever that club was, Club Noir, yeah, right, it was from the thing.
Club Noir.
Picture that scene when he's basically looking for her intently in this place, right? But it's by 10 times more packed, right?
Yeah.
So I walk in there and I got my friend, my friend Kirk was with me. Right.
Yeah, I stayed in the car for that one.
I walk in, and I've been working out for a while here, so I'm pretty built at the time.
He had muscles,
you know. And I'm just fuming, right? I can't. And I'm walking through the crowd like a Terminator. I'm like pushing through people. I'm like, where the fuck is this guy? And I'm like pushing these black people out of the way that are like the gangsters that are out of the way. I'm looking around. This is the shit that's going on in this place. There literally, I saw a guy doing lines off the ass of a woman.
Really?
Literally, he's bending over and he's doing coke off the ass of a woman.
Wow.
That's the kind of club this was.
Some shenanigans going on in there. Yeah.
So this place, and the music is so loud.
Yeah.
You know, like, think some loud thumping like club music, for instance, right? Let me just set the mood. This it's like deafeningly loud, like your eardrums are splitting. That's how loud it is.
How about like this?
Splitting eardrums. No, it wasn't that kind of music. But
I don't have any techno music
But it was techno house music, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could not talk to a person who was standing right next to you. That's how loud it was, right?
Yeah.
So here's my bright idea. I can't, of course, find Rich in this throng, this orgy of people.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean orgy because the stuff that was going on in there, sex acts, drugs, the whole thing.
Wow.
So I go to the DJ. Here's my bright idea. I'm going to bribe the DJ to make an announcement for Rich.
Wow.
You know, Mr. Whitey, who's probably lost in a sea of this whatever, right? So it takes me about 10 minutes and $50. It might have been even $100. I actually borrowed money from my friend Kirk to add up to like $100 for the guy to get on the intercom, you know, the microphone for a 5-second announcement. Rich. Yeah, I won't say that. Rich, come to the DJ booth. Rich, you know, he said it twice, and he wouldn't do it again. $100, boom, gone like that.
Wow. Right?
No sign of him. Doesn't show up. Right. So I walk out, and I'm going, fuck. You know, I said we got to go home. I said it's getting late. We had the limo to get back. The limo to get back. We're paying for like overtime every hour on this limo. Okay. So we get back. We got a drunk limo driver, a damaged limousine, you know, that over there, a missing person going on right now in this place. And I, of course, and we're all like, you know, going to get screwed because we have to go back home and report to our wives and significant other, what the hell happened to you in Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Right. So here we are. We said, we just got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, so of course, by this time, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
Okay. So we're heading back, and here's the scene. We're driving back all quiet because we're like, we lost him. We don't know what happened to him. He's dead someplace, whatever. Someone has to call his wife and explain this to him.
Yeah.
That her, right? Because she's wondering, first of all, what happened to him because he's supposed to be home hours ago from the party up in North Jersey. I have to call on a cell phone, my cell phone. I did have a phone.
And those phones were big back then, right? Those big, block cell phones.
And explain to her what happened to her husband.
Yeah.
So I get on the phone, like, you know, she's like, hello, Mike. I Kristen, it's Mike. I don't know what, we're heading back home, but I don't know how to tell you this. We lost Rich. She's like, what? And it's like, we lost him. I don't know what happened to him. We're hoping he's okay. I haven't heard. She's like, what? She was seething, and I got off the phone before she exploded. Like I could just tell. It's 4 o'clock and I'm calling the house.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning, tell her husband is like lost, MIA, right? So I know I'm not seeing this kid for another year for sure because I know she, or two or whatever because he totally forget it, right? Then what happens is every 10 minutes another cell phone's going off and all you hear is like, you know, I have to like screaming like loud because like another wife or girlfriend is pissed off because her husband or boyfriend is not home, you know, the whole way up, you know? So we get home, the sun is coming up. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, at least.
Yeah.
Right. We get home by the mall. We're all disembarking the limousine, settling up with the limo driver. Still no word on where he is. Right. Yeah. So the night passes. I get up like hours later after I get home.
Yeah.
You know, And of course, my wife's like, my future now wife is like, what happened to you? And I had to explain the whole damn story. Of course, you know, the whole thing. You know, and I quit leaving out the more colorful descriptions of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So finally, we find out the next day what happened to Rich.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the epilogue?
Yeah.
Of the story.
So what happened?
Okay. Turns out that he actually was in this club, but because of the throngs of people, he couldn't get there to get to us in time. You know, and he thought we had left him.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever. And he's like, I don't know. He's like stuck there. How am I going to get home? He got no ride, no way to get home. So somehow he commandeers a cab, okay, and tries to, and the cab driver is like this Arabic guy, okay? I mean, I'm like terrorist Arabic guy, okay?
Yeah.
Back in, and this is before all this stuff, you know, this is after the first World Trade Center bombing, but before 9/11, obviously. And, you know, so this terrorist cab driver, he says, he somehow connives a guy to say, to negotiate him to take him home. Now, a cab ride... Okay, at 4 o'clock in the morning or so, from Atlantic City to across the entire side of the state.
Yeah.
Okay, but first the cabbie insists he has to make one stop.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to stop back at headquarters to let him know what I'm doing. Right.
Yeah.
He takes him in the cab to some abandoned location.
Yeah.
Which is not a cab depot. Okay. It's where his fellow Arabic terrorists are hanging out.
Yeah.
Okay. So Rich said, he said, you wait in the car. Okay, he makes him wait in the car. So what does Rich do? He's, you know, he looks over the back seat into the front seat, and laying on the front seat is like a copy of the Quran or something, and it's open, and it's all in Arabic, and you can't read anything except every other word is "die American, kill Americans." I swear to God, he's like, it's in blood, like red letters, like "die." It's like Arabic, kill American, Arabic, die American.
Oh, man.
So he's all freaking out. So he decides he's going to sneak out of the cab, and looks in the window. So picture one of those dirty, grungy windows you got to wipe and look in. So he's looking in the window, and he sees them like congregating with these other Arabic guys. So he thinks he's going to die. He's got no way to get home. So the guy comes back to the cab and goes, $350. So it's like $350 for him on his credit card to get there home. And of course, face up to his wife, who never gave him whatever it may be for that whole debacle of my bachelor party.
Oh man!
And that was real life insanity, not made up. That was a story, as it was 10 years ago.
Yes. He played the same song over and over again. Well, I know I don't have too much talent. Well, I know I can't really sing. All right. That was an amazing story. And actually, I was there. And as you were telling that story, I actually had these vague memories of that event because it was such a long time ago, you know. And
it was.
Yeah. Because, you know, I was kind of getting confused because there was another time I went to a different bachelor party and it was a very similar event and another disaster occurred.
Yeah.
And I think I was getting a little bit confused in there. We went down there. It's like these two are overlaid in my mind. My friend Andrew, who also went to school with us, we went down to Atlantic City with him. Same exact type of thing.
You hit a boulder.
Huh?
You hit a glacier in this one.
Yeah, no. That's the one where I was getting confused. That's the one where the limo driver was drinking with us in the strip club. So when no one got lost, but when we got back in the cab, it was like a van type thing. We got back and driving through the streets of Atlantic City to get back to whatever. It was the same exact thing. These police lights behind us, right? Turns out the cab driver was going
the limo.
He was the limo driver was had his lights off, driving the wrong way down a one-way street, and he was above the legal limit of alcohol, right? So this guy was like taken in by the police. And
you were going nowhere.
We had to like find a new limo. So for like a couple hours later, they found another limo, and that was another late night trip. So don't have your bachelor party in Atlantic City,
New Jersey.
Do what I did: go to Times Square and get a lovely meal at the All Star Cafe, now known as the Planet Hollywood, and then go to the now defunct Laser Park and play giant robot battles. Did you go to my bachelor party or not? Were you there to the giant?
No, Frank, I was not.
Did I invited you though? I definitely invited you, but you declined. Thanks for not coming to my bachelor party, Mike. Why didn't you come?
Well, I probably was doing something at the time. It was very important.
You couldn't come to my bachelor party?
I
We played giant robot battles.
In the dentist chair.
What?
I've had more fun in a dentist
chair. You sit in these pods, and it's
you
like
you're
controlling
me. A headache.
You control giant robots. Anyway, there you go. All right, so it's time to move on to another topic here.
Yeah.
It is time to move on to...
what about the names I was supposed to get done for my... We had listeners sending names for me.
Well, we can do the names, or we can do... We will do the names.
I worked on some new names.
We'll do the names.
Every week, it's become a tradition here that I told people I was very bored of my name.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Masters. Oh, geez. You know, really. You know, it's like it gets a little boring after a while. Yes. Mike, you know?
Yes.
So I was trying to think of some names that if you really change your name to these names, how people would react, how would it sound if you walked around and really had these names.
Changing your name to a different name. Legally.
That is what I just said.
Yeah,
but I think I think people should be able to change every 5 years. They should rotate their name. You should have a different name every 5 years.
I agree.
So in a lifetime, you probably have like 12, 15 different names.
Exactly.
What do you think? I think you should. I think it make life a lot more interesting and colorful. Like for instance, here's a couple I just came up with recently. I think this one will attract. I have a problem with this one. I think it will attract some bullies.
Yeah.
Francis Patty Cakes.
Francis Patty Cakes, good one.
What do you think about that one?
That'll be that.
You think you might get beat up if you have that name?
Yeah, Francis.
Francis Patty Cake.
Yeah.
How about this one? This a little more surreal. Luxurious Wiper.
That's good.
My name is Luxurious Wiper.
L Wiper. Luxurious Wiper. Yes.
And here's a more for a bit of a Western motif, Frank, if you will.
Yeah.
Dead Eye Cum Shot. Yeah, that's, Dead Eye.
That's a good one.
I'm Dead Eye Cum Shot.
Dead Eye Cum Shot. Yeah.
How about this one? King Vitamin.
Well, there you go. That's a good one. Inspired by the great cereal, the King cereal, right? King Vitamin.
Is a cereal named after that?
I think so. King Vitamin is a cereal.
Somebody stole my name already?
They stole your name. Yes.
I thought King Vitamin. I am King Vitamin.
You didn't know that was a real one?
I'm kidding. Yeah, Frank. It's called. Oh, forget it.
It's called humor.
How about this one? How about that? Instead of like Prince or Madonna?
Yeah.
Your name is Douche.
There may be a douche. You never know.
So you walk around. My name is. Hello. Wait. Your name is. Your name? Douche.
Douche.
No, just Douche.
Talking about a douche. Here's a picture of a King Vitamin. If you want to see him. A
picture of King Vitamin.
Look at that douche.
Oh my God.
That guy's that guy is like so old. He looks like Captain Kangaroo.
That is a
King Vitamin. There King he is. Vitamin. And you have a free mask on back.
Free mask on the back. Wait a minute. It's a knight's mask.
They would never use an 80-year-old guy as on a serial anymore. It's always like more younger characters. Yeah, it's a knight's mask.
That guy's well preserved, but it's a mask. It's King Vitamin, but it's no crown or anything. They give you a knight.
Yeah,
a knight king. Mask instead.
He's one of the servants of the king.
And also, jumbo size is 9 ounces.
Yeah,
nice. Back down then, 9 ounces is jumbo size.
Exactly. Back then, whenever that was, the '70s, that was a lot of cereal.
Here, Frank, how about this one, Frank?
Yeah,
this one. I think it's a little catchy name.
Yeah.
Okay. Snatchy Boots.
Snatchy Boots.
What do you think about that one? Maybe one for a woman. Snatchy Boots.
Snatchy Boots. That could work.
Okay. How about this one? This sounds very very regal. Baster Flakes.
What?
Baster Flakes.
Baster Flakes?
Yeah. Baster. B-S-T-R is my first name. Flakes.
Baster Flakes.
Baster Flakes. You like that one? No?
Yeah.
How about this one? Moist Anus. Yes, I'd really like to change my name to Moist Anus. So what type of paper do you need to fill out for that? Well, yes, Mr. Moist Anus is here to see you.
I think you could do it.
Can you imagine walking in? Yes, Mr. Moist Anus is here to see you today. So those are the ones that came up for this week, Frank. Some new names I've worked on all week long.
Those are great new names. I mean,
yeah, what's your favorite one out of all of them?
What was it? What's the second one? The
Luxurious Wiper?
No, what was the one before that?
Francis Patty Cakes?
I like that one a lot.
Dead Eye Cum Shot. Douche. Snatchy Boots. Baster Flakes. Moist Anus.
I like the Patty Cakes one.
Francis Patty Cakes? Yeah. Francis Patty Cakes is the one I'll go for. And I actually mentioned on the show last time that, you know, our listeners should write in and make some suggestions for my name. Right,
yes.
And we actually had someone write in.
Yes, we have some suggestions on the forum of the Anything But Monday show. In the private portion, Rule from the Netherlands, our good friend Rule, came up with some new names for you.
Another foreigner.
Yes. And would you here it is on the screen. I don't know if you have it on your screen, but here is the name.
Yeah, yes, I actually have that on my screen.
You have it on your
screen.
Yes,
I do.
Okay.
And we're supposed to somehow pronounce these names. I actually asked you to reach out to Rule and ask him how exactly do you pronounce these names and what do they mean. But he's gonna get a great hoot by trying us to pronounce Dutch.
Yes, Dutch is a notoriously difficult language to pronounce. It's not like a Spanish or a French where you can kind of figure it out. It is a bizarre language.
Okay.
And Rule did send some audio files to help us out after we try. I have not heard them yet.
Does he translate what?
I don't know what's on the files. We're going to have to check out the files afterwards. But he gave you two names. So how would you like to pronounce them? We'll each try to pronounce them. See who gets
the first one. I pronounced the first one. Oh my gosh. Groene Gripagre Grisel.
Groene Gripagre. I would say Gruna Gripagre Grisel.
Okay.
And what's the other one?
The second one is Fuselende Tune.
Fuselende Tune.
Yeah.
Wow. And what could these mean? Gruna Gripagre Grisel. I have no idea.
I think he's making these. I think he made these words up. These cannot Dutch cannot be that bad. It can't be that.
I don't know, but let's see what it is. First, Groene Gripagre Grisel. Let's see what he. This is actually Rule pronouncing it.
Groene Gripagre Grisel.
What? That's not
wait
true.
Wait a second.
That's not true. Do that again.
Groene Gripagre Grisel.
That's just him choking on a lifesaver. He's just choking on a lifesaver. Do you hear him?
That's a rough one.
Say that again.
It's like hoop. I can't even like.
So what exactly does that mean?
I don't know. Should we try to translate it on translation?
Does it translate? Can you translate it?
I don't know. I got to go to the Babelfish.
Griesel.
He didn't translate. We got to figure out what it means.
He didn't translate. What's the other one mean? How do you pronounce the second one?
Hold on.
Why are you looking it up?
Dutch to English. Let's try this. Gruna. It means green. Gripagrage Griesel. So something's green.
Green,
but it can't translate the other words. Oh. It's not working. Let's check out the next.
Okay.
The Trizalunda tune.
Trizalunda tune.
Where's the bell?
Trizalunda tune.
Trizalunda tune. That's what I said, right?
Oh, where's my bell? I thought I had a bell. No,
I got it right. The buzzer.
Trizalunda tune.
What does that mean exactly?
Trizalunda tune.
Let me look it up.
Trizalunda tune.
All right.
So I got that one. I got to give myself a pass on that one. I know that's first.
Here we go. Green. Yeah, it can't translate it. Dawdling. Trizalunda means a dawdling. Dawdling. Yeah. Like.
Dawdling fool.
Dawdling, yeah, like a tune.
Dawdling tune.
Dawdling tune. So, Rule, you have to give us the translations.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there are some more on the board, some more names for you.
There are?
Yes.
All right.
Neil, who we tried calling earlier,
yeah.
Neil from Ireland, has said another alternative would be to de-abbreviate Mike into whatever it's supposed to be short for. I'm sure it's nothing as ordinary as Michael. Let us therefore hypothesize Mad Microphone Masters, Mild Micardial Infraction, Mad Microorganism Masters. Okay, I'll get my coat. So could be named Mad Microorganism Masters. That's pretty good.
That's what he is.
And now Manny also, Manny the Mailman from New Jersey also has.
He basically said we could also try to find out what Mike, M-I-K-E, really stands for. For example, Mind Influencing Kinetic Energy.
That's a good one.
Or Mildly Irritating Know-It-All Entrepreneur.
There you go. That's a good one.
My Ideal Knowledgeable MC. I like that one.
My Ideal Knowledgeable MC.
Good acronyms from Manny from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I like them. So thank you for taking the time to put that on the forum. And if you are a premium member, you could get all that great stuff on the premium side, couldn't you?
Yeah. But theoretically, the people listening to this are premium members, unless they're pirating it, in which case, what are we going to do to them?
We will kill you.
We'll give them amnesty, and then they have to sign up.
We'll give them amnesty?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that then.
All right, so we have a couple more things to go here, going on here.
A couple more things?
I just wanted to update you on something that's kind of interesting. You may remember an episode or two ago.
Yeah.
I can never get the episode straight now. We've only done, this is our fifth episode.
Yeah.
But by the time we end this episode, we will have done 12 hours of material, right?
Yeah, okay.
We talked about this girl group, Anything But Monday.
Another update you have?
Yes.
All right, please tell me.
Very interesting. Very interesting because...
They want us to be their agents.
No.
All right. If you want us to join the band.
There's a website called 30daytillimpayments.com, and we actually went on there. There was a video trailer.
Yeah.
That's where they showed the Anything But Monday on the billboard. That kind of pissed me off.
Right, sure.
Now, what is missing from this page now?
Wait a minute.
Look at this. This just happened a few days ago.
The trailer is down.
They took it down.
They took the trailer down for the show.
I don't know. It happened a couple days after we was that last week? I'm not sure what it was, but they took the trailer down.
They fear our trademark.
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
They heard on the show us talking about our trademark.
I'm just saying that they took it down. Isn't that interesting? But luckily, if you know how to sort of not really hack, but if you know how to like investigate websites, it's the video still on there somewhere, so I actually downloaded it. So I have a copy of it now.
Right.
If we ever need it for proof,
proof of trademark infringement.
Yeah, actually, if you view the source, that the video's still there, but it's commented out. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No. Oh, brother.
But yeah, so that I found that very interesting that they took that trailer down right after we talked about it. So, but what's interesting is that we talked about it in the premium portion of the show. So are any of our premium? I don't know if we have any premium listeners that may be.
Yeah, really, what's going on with that?
From this group,
we have a spy amongst our premium listeners.
We may have a spy that's passing information on to Stephen Stone Productions.
We have a spy amongst our
systems go, Michael.
What is that, Kit?
Where's the theme music for that?
Yeah, I don't know. But what I'd like to do now is just a quick analysis of many things. We didn't get to it last week. One quick analysis of many things, if you don't mind. We have
an analysis of many things.
Yes. I have we love the analysis of many things, of course. This is a feature where we analyze many different things in the world. And I got this one thing that we can have here. Now, Mike, you always you always like healthy foods, right?
Exactly.
Now,
I got a very, very
healthy product here. This is like truly a healthy product.
Mm-hmm.
I got the, here it is, Blessings Alive and Radiant Foods.
Okay.
This is the Sweet Chili Lime Coconati.
Sweet chili lime.
This is raw foods. It's a whole thing about raw foods. It's not cooked. It's not processed or anything.
It's a raw food,
and it's created by Matt Samuelson.
Okay,
and it's organic from Berkeley, California, cold processed. So these are little cookies, completely raw, right from raw foods, made out of coconut, raw honey, lime, Celtic sea salt, habanero, cayenne, and paprika.
Wow!
So here we go. Look how much it's $5.75 for this.
You spent that. I spent less than a cigar.
Yeah, this is really, it's very cool stuff here. Let me where's the camera? Take a picture of me over here. Here, take a picture of the product.
Oh, somebody's stepping a duck.
Blessings Alive and Radiant Foods Sweet Chili Lime Coconati.
All right,
very healthy. I wanted to get you a healthy.
Is this
food.
On now?
No, turn it on.
All right,
turn on the camera.
This is very nice of him to do that.
Yes, healthy foods for Mad Mike. Is it in focus? Is it good?
Yeah. Let me get a little shot.
Oh, do you have the macro on? Is it?
I don't know.
Does it look good?
It looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, but I actually got you something too, Frank, because you know I felt you know you
are you going to eat these coconatis?
I'll try a coconati, but I actually got you something that I saw the other day that I think because you're always complaining about how you need some energy on the show.
Yeah.
I actually picked this up when I was waiting in line at Target. It is the Mad Croc Spike Spearmint Energy Gum.
Let me see.
Mad Croc.
Hold on. Let me get a picture of it here.
Actually, it says right here. This is not a low calorie food. Two pieces of Mad Croc gum contain about as much caffeine as 1 8-ounce energy drink or one cup of coffee. It says here it's not recommended for young children, pregnant women, or caffeine-sensitive persons.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If you're not caffeine-sensitive, how is it supposed to work?
I don't know.
So that's a
Mad beautiful. Croc. Mad Croc spiked spearmint, and there's a red alligator on there. So here we go. Let's try these. I never tried these raw foods out. Here you go. It is a raw... It's like a rectangular... Coconut patty.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm.
Completely raw. It's not cooked. That's darn tasty.
I have something else.
Huh?
Hmm.
You like it?
Do you have any apes? Don't you have homes?
Hmm.
What was that, Caddyshack?
Yeah.
Nope. I think this is very good. Mm-hmm. It's a lime coconut hot pepper flavor.
Do you have any... Apes. Do you have any apes?
You mean apes, Crank?
Huh?
Any eights?
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
So these are raw foods, very...
raw foods, very healthy for you. I'm very health conscious, everybody knows.
And raw foods are good, right? Would you say?
Raw foods are some of the best foods you can possibly eat.
Yeah, the raw food movement is very, very big.
Yep.
I got it at the Health Nuts on 2nd Avenue.
Right. So,
I really recommend it.
Yep. Absolutely. Thank you. So, anyway.
Oh, somebody's stepping a duck.
So, anyway, here's the, you got the... Mad Croc energy gum. Are you going to go for a boost of energy?
Yeah, I'm going to choose some right now. What do you do, two?
I don't know if it's two or maybe just one.
Two pieces of Mad Croc came about as much caffeine as a 1 8-ounce energy drink.
Yeah.
I'll probably do two of them.
Yep. So anyway, this board is just not working the way it's supposed to work on.
Yeah.
It's too bad. There's so many good things on this board, too.
Mm. So I was thinking we can...
you take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good. So what's the problem?
Take the thing, will you?
I was thinking we can, because of course last week we talked about our really messy room in college, right? I found the video,
yeah.
I encoded it, put it on YouTube, and the video is on there right now for everyone to see. So I figured we would just take a look at it and comment on what's going on. So if all of you would like to go to the Anything But Monday blog and find this video, you can watch along, and we'll sort of comment.
Well,
are we
leaving time for other features in the show?
Yes, we have over an hour left.
All right, good. But there's a lot of stuff that we have to jam in that hour, so let's make sure
we get
there.
Yes, certain things will have to be pushed aside, and other things will be in.
Go ahead.
If I can just now find...
Yeah, I've been working on this new idea while you're doing this.
Yeah.
You know how I always come up with these brilliant ideas?
Yeah.
I think this is one of my best ideas yet.
Okay.
Right? And, yes. And before you jump down my throat and jump to conclusions when you hear it, just listen to me out. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Okay? It's called HaveSomeoneKilled.com.
Okay.
HaveSomeoneKilled.com.
Okay.
Now, you may think it sounds like, you know, if you need a hitman of somebody sort, you'd go there, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's okay. That could be part of the site.
Okay. All right?
But what I'm thinking is, you know how people always want to see, they wish that they would never carry it through, someone could be dead,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what you do is you scan in a picture of this person,
yeah.
Right? Pump in all this other personal information about them, right? And then you'd pick a scenario, right?
Yeah,
at a wedding or a guillotine or whatever it may be, and it basically would like do a virtual reality of that person being taken out in some
really?
Way.
And you would actually see it.
You actually see it, like so that it'd be like a drive-by shooting. The guy would be at a kid's bar mitzvah, you know, and all the kind of car would pull up and they'd gun him down right in front of all the kids. Ah!
Wow,
you know, and he'd be killed, but it'd be that guy. And then you get satisfaction. You see the guy you hate be killed, right?
Yeah,
and you could do all different kinds of scenarios. Isn't that an amazing idea?
That's a great idea, and actually HaveSomeoneKilled.com is available.
Would you please lock out that URL, please? Right?
I'll have to write that down.
Have someone, but don't you think that's a great idea?
I do.
You know, I think it's great. You know, I think
it would be a great service. People would love it.
They can get all kinds of crazy stuff with it, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't they?
You can like put the person's face on a virtual body or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it would do. And it can be like thousands of different scenarios that the person can be drowning, electrocution, anything, hanging, you name it.
That sounds like a great idea. HaveSomeoneKilled.com.
You know, so no, you heard it here first on Anything But Monday show.
But you don't think you get into trouble with the law?
Piss on the law. The hell with the law. We're above the law.
Well, you know, because.
Aren't we, Frank?
Like for the Illuminati, their version of HaveSomeoneKilled.com is it called a telephone. They just place a call.
And you're dead.
Yeah.
That'll be all of that'll be that'll be the end of you.
All right. So here we go.
Okay.
We have a video on YouTube. Mike and Frank's incredibly insane dorm room disaster. That's the name of it. And when you go to the video, you'll see lovely pictures of me and Mike there. And I'm gonna play it right now, and if you want to watch along.
It's covered in the American media.
So basically,
we concentrate
this was on November 24th, 1986.
Right.
Just to recap a little bit, Mike and I had a dorm room together back at Drew University, Drew University in Madison, New Jersey. This gum is very good. This energy gum, I'm getting a lot of energy.
Is it? All right, good.
And our room got very messy. And Mike, you decided to let it get worse and worse until I finally cleaned it up.
Because you never would clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're a pig.
So here's a video. I go out into the hallway. What I think what happened was I wanted to clean up the room, but I wanted to leave a video record of it, right? So
did you leave, was there like condemned signs on our door? Did people put There's like there's signs on our door.
Look at that corridor. Doesn't it look depressing?
It looks like a jail corridor.
I know. It really does.
You should pause it. Go back and see what those signs say.
That's the weird university video. I already paused it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So here we are in the hallway. You see the corn stalks.
It's a quad. You're walking into a quad.
And we had so many movie posters on the walls. You'll see. I mean, the thing is, on this video, you could actually find. It's almost like a scavenger hunt. You could find so many amazing things in this video.
Because I got them from the movies when I was working in the movies.
Like, how many movie posters can you identify?
Although there's the bunch in here.
Yeah. So here we are in the bathroom. There's actually a popcorn maker. That's an air popcorn maker and a bag of popcorn
that you put there.
Did I put it there? No.
That's yours.
No, yeah. We were both. I was the popcorn guy.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't make popcorn once.
So you're saying I was making the popcorn.
Right.
Here's sort of the ambient audio. That look at that movie Hamburger.
Hamburger, yeah. That's a classic.
There's a Fortune Off bag on the ground.
Yeah, because I used to work at Fortune Off.
You worked at Fortune Off, right?
Yeah, on the weekends.
It's like a department store.
It's part of
now, here's the room. These are the kids we kicked out when we did that Yoo-hoo ceremony.
Yeah.
We broke into their room. Now, this room is very neat, and we're like making our catalog of products. Even back then, look at this.
our
We had the print run of the catalog back then. Here we are back in the hallway. It's amazing. Like the mess stops right at that door.
Right.
So here we are going into this trail of crap.
It literally looks like a bomb hit it like from an Iraq bombed out building in Iraq right now.
And here's the free popcorn. This big bag of stale popcorn that was just sat there.
It was on the movie poster that was there. Yeah. What was that movie poster that we just went by?
I'm not sure which one that was. There's our pinball machine.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, look at this. This place is a disaster. That was my desk. That book, actually, Codex Serafinianus, is worth like $1,000 now. Seriously, yeah. It is super valuable.
Yeah, here's Frank's.
There's my sleeping area.
Frank's bed that was never changed.
And we look into Mike's sleeping area there for a moment.
I had a curtain. And
there's movie posters on the ceiling. There's movie posters on the walls. It is pretty amazing. And we're watching some sort of TV show about Africa. And
there's your Casio keyboard.
Yeah. And now that area right there that you see with those milk crates, that's where we had our bar.
Our bar. That is actually made out of a bed.
Look at this. Meisterbrau. We had
Meisterbrau.
A styrofoam cooler with just like water and
cans. That had to be sitting there for a couple of months. And that stale water that was sitting there for a couple
Meisterbrau
of months.
Meisterbrau is no longer.
And you couldn't even open the refrigerator. You
couldn't open a fridge.
You could not open the door. What's in there? Five Alive, Rio Needy.
and various other drinks.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, look, Felix Tangiono saying hello. Yeah. There we have our beer sign. This place is just like, we had McSorley's Ale. We had all these signs, all these posters. Now, wait a second. Now, to talk about this one.
And the classic Who Us Racial photograph taken at a Sears store.
Look, people are going to see this picture. It's me and Mike with little fake Uzis pointing at a black girl's head. What? How did that happen?
She didn't know we did it. She was sitting there. We pulled them out of our pockets when she was sitting there.
We went to Sears, right? Look, we got to tell the story as people are watching this video. We went to Sears at the Livingston Mall in Livingston, New Jersey. Somehow on the third floor they have a photo studio, right? We walked in there and we decided to get the whole photo package, right? It was like $80 or something.
All these free extra shots you got.
So
right?
who was that? Who was that girl that was in the picture?
They were waiting behind us.
Yeah,
they thought we were funny,
and they just wanted to come in the picture.
Yeah,
with
they wanted to come in the picture with us.
So we pointed guns at her head.
Yep.
What? Why did we? I do not remember doing
Frank,
that.
Because we were assholes back then.
We were assholes, and I had an Epcot T-shirt on, which is pretty cool.
I actually have a little feature about that. To tell you the truth,
my Epcot shirt.
No. So. Yep. So now you go back out in the hallway here.
Yeah,
it really looked like a prison block.
This place was so depressing. This dorm was called Riker. We called it the dorm of the dead. Because just look at that corridor. It looks absolutely like a detention center.
Yeah,
this is where kids lived in college.
Our whole door was graffiti. We didn't put stuff on our door. The people that came by.
There's a cornstalks again. There's of course the great posters. We have Eraserhead and.
Did I see a monitor that was like a green screen monitor somewhere? I saw the computer screen.
Yeah, that's the old computers with the green writing on the black screen. There's the Eraserhead. We had Slinkies coming from the ceiling. What else is on the floor? Is just like strewn with crap. And now you're going to get a view of me back then in November of 1986. Look at my hair. I look like one of the Beatles. What the hell is going on with my hair?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I had bangs.
Frank,
the hell was up with that?
Frank, you I'm telling you, man. I don't know what's scary. Did this room?
Did I really look like that?
Frank, you're scary in this room.
Did I really? Look
I can't
like
believe
that?
You look like that. I can't believe I live with a person that look like that. That's what I can't believe. You know,
I had like one of those, like, what do they call those haircuts when you put a bowl on someone's head? I mean,
yeah, bowl cut. It's called a bowl cut.
I looked bizarre.
How did you ever get laid, man? Back then, I have.
Oh,
no
I did. Idea. This was actually the month the first time I had a girlfriend.
So that was the first time you ever had sex?
Yes, it was. Yes, this was
November of 1986.
Yes, is when I had my first girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't really a girlfriend.
Yes, it was. Be nice. Come on.
It wasn't really a girlfriend.
So here we are looking down from the loft. This is that hazardous loft. And right there is a point
where Mike plummeted to his nearly to his death.
And the video camera that's taking this was the one that got damaged.
Look at our poor pinball machine covered with junk.
This is at a point.
My rugby jersey. That was a rugby jersey.
This is a point we got in all that trouble as well. So we were addressing all of our various controversies and everything. And I think that's why we let the room get all messy. Yeah. There's that book, man. That book is worth $1,000. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's just sitting there in the mess. And now it's like this really valuable artifact. The Codex Serafiniana. So here we go to the point where...
Was this the same month that woman stopped by my room randomly? We're going to talk about her showing up randomly at my door.
I don't know, but let's see Mr. Frank Edward Nora talking to us now. Here we go.
In the future, how scary he is.
This is going to be scary. This is me 20-some-odd years ago.
And that was the final...
And there's posters on the ceiling. We even had... I didn't remember we had movie posters all over the ceiling, and you can see there's even more of them on there. The whole ceiling was plastered with the movie posters. Here we go. Here is Frank Edward Nora. You got to see this video.
November 24th, 1986. The time is... And I thought I'd leave a video record of this room before I started cleaning it up.
Oh, my God.
Well, I hope this was interesting. I'll see you later.
What the hell?
Oh, my God, man.
I wonder if I can still talk like that. I wanted to take a video record.
Don't try.
Of this room. I hope you found this interesting.
How many stars did we get?
No one rated it yet. And you're not allowed to rate your own video.
Great.
Only 26 people have seen this so far? We got to get more than that.
All right. That was awesome.
But
I think that was the same month, Frank, that, believe it or not. And it may not have been 86. I'm not sure when it was, but that was that month. They had that famous knock on my door.
I think we have to do the horoscope now.
No, you're not going to get off the subject.
No, it's time for the horoscope.
Why don't you want to talk about that?
Let's do the horoscope now.
That has nothing to do with you.
Let's do the horoscope. I think that'd be a good thing to do now because we have a good horoscope. This is actually very interesting.
Why does it? This has nothing to do with you, does it?
I think we should do the horoscope.
This is upsetting to Frank for one reason and one reason only. Because this
let's do the horoscope.
Did you have a crush on this girl? Is that what it was?
Let's do the horoscope. This is a very painful story. Let's do the horoscope.
Let me tell a painful story, Frank, and we'll do the horoscope.
No. Save something for like another show. No. We'll save that for show number 100.
No, but this is another true story. It's a short story, okay? But I don't know what was going on at the time, but we had a lot of fans. We had some groupies back then, right? That they really loved our show and followed what we did, and they were into it and stuff, and there was a few.
You don't want to like move on to this other?
No. And I barely knew this girl, you know, but Frank knew her really well. I guess he had a crush on her. I did not know this during the time we were there, you know, so I had no idea about this. But for some reason, I'm in my
room. You might imagine, looking the way I looked, I had crushes on girls, and girls looked at me looking like that and were not really attracted to me.
Shocking to believe that.
But I was very into girls, you know, back then. But
shocking to believe that, Frank. But
there was a girl that I had a crush on.
Yeah.
And...
okay, you know. Zero for effort, zero for style, zero for star quality.
If we must go down this road,
generous.
Good. Add your 2 cents, and I'll tell the whole.
Okay, it was my birthday in I think it was 1986, right? It was my birthday.
And how old were you? 19.
19. I just turned 19. Is that, or was it 20? No, it was 19.
I'm 20. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I turned 19, and you and I went into New York City, right? We had a little trip into New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get this gum out of my mouth. It's like I can't talk with this gum. I think I got the energy part of it.
Okay.
What can I? We have a garbage can in here.
Just stick it in your cup. Go ahead.
Okay. So we went into the city, and I don't even know what we did. We had a couple beers. I think we bought beer in like a deli, and we were just walking through some like abandoned park.
Yeah.
And then we went back to school. It was like a nothing event. Like, we did
that,
nothing.
Was that the time we went to Coney Island?
No, that was a different time. You want to tell that one instead?
No, that was a scary story. When we got chased by the pack of wild dogs.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was I don't know how we did not get killed. You know, in the middle of the night, we decided to take the subway.
Yeah.
Right. The entire length. Right.
Yeah.
Which runs from like Manhattan out to like Coney Island. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever subway that was, and we get out think of the movie The Warriors. Okay. In the worst part of Coney Island,
and you have to remember when you're in Manhattan, people think of like Times Square in Manhattan, right? You get on a subway, whatever it is, the Q or the F or whatever. You're sitting on that subway for like an hour and a half to get to Coney Island is the furthest point out. It's like literally 20, 30 miles away.
Right.
So we're sitting on this subway. What, it was like the middle of the night. I don't know what the hell we were doing.
We were the only ones on except a homeless person on the train.
I don't know what the hell
we were doing. We get out on the boardwalk.
This is Coney Island. It was like winter, right?
It was a fall. It was like cold.
Yeah, it was really cold. The place is abandoned. It's not a great area.
Very bad area.
Not a good area.
And we get out and we walk a couple of blocks to get to the boardwalk. We're going to go to the boardwalk, right?
Yeah.
We get up on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
We walk out to the ocean. It's bitter cold. The wind is whipping. And it's like one of those things where you only can walk out to a railing and it's like a T and you can't go any further to turn around.
Yeah.
But we turn around again. It's like, Frank. We get scared. We go, Frank, we got to get out of here, man.
It was like a part of the boardwalk that sort of juts out into like on the beach.
Like a jetty.
Yeah, it's like a jetty.
You know, and we're like, we got to get out of here, man. What were we thinking? We literally there for 5 minutes. We got freaked out, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to go back. We turn around and walk back to the subway. What do we see coming down the boardwalk? Okay. Not one, not two, but a pack. I tell you, a pack of wild dogs.
Yes.
It was like one, it was one feral dog leading the pack, and they were following this dog. And we're staying there, and I go, if they make a left turn, we're dead. Because they're like prancing down the board, like jogging, or whatever dogs do.
It was like a wolf pack.
All I had to do is make a quick left, and we were lunch or dinner. We had nowhere to go. It was a big drop down at the bottom, the sand, right?
Yeah.
So we're going off, and then out of nowhere, and this dog we just froze, and we're just sitting there, and the dogs just go right by us, like this pack of dogs, and we said we ran back to the freaking like subway to get the hell out of there, man.
Oh, that was
scary.
That was very.
Go back to the story about this girl. Go ahead.
So we got back
New York. Yeah.
So we had a couple beers. So I was a little bit drunk,
right.
And I had been hanging out with this girl and just as friends, but I sort of was into her. I had a crush on her. I wanted her to be my girlfriend and stuff. I was really into her. So I decided now was the time to
profess your love for her.
Yes. So I went to her dorm room. I knocked on the door. I'm like, hey. She's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, it's my birthday today. I went to New York. I was all drunk. She's like, oh, how was it? Oh, it was good. But I want to talk to you about something. She's like, oh, really? What is it? I just want to say, you know, we've been hanging out a lot. And I really have feelings for you. I really would like to go have a relationship. I really have feelings. I really like you a lot.
Terrible.
And, you know, I hope you understand. She's like, no, no, no. I do totally understand. It was like, it just went on and on. I'm like, no, but I just want to say.
You're like really moaning and she's like.
Forget it.
Yes, exactly. So I profess my internal love for this girl. And she basically, and again, understandably, I obviously, you saw what I looked like. And literally, that video was from like a month, a month and a half later. So I looked a lot like that.
So you were like distraught after this whole thing was over.
Yeah. So, I mean, so
you never told me this whatsoever when I was a college. I had no idea about this.
Yeah, because I just went and I talked to her and I'm like, I really want to say it. I have these feelings for you. I really like you.
And then what happens? Like,
wait. So basically, she wasn't mean about it. She was very nice, but she's like, no, you're my friend. You know, I want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. You know,
all the old friends.
Yeah. No. I forgot the most important part.
Oh.
She's like, no, Frank, you're my special friend.
Oh.
You know.
She gave me the special friend?
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's, you know,
that's rough,
water under the bridge. And so anyway, that's the background to the story Mike's going to say, which.
Maybe she came looking for you, Frank. And I'm happy to be the one that was there. Never know.
Listen, I don't, and I'm not really that, because she could be listening.
She's not listening. Well, you know, the bottom line is, okay, she shows up. Anyway, she comes. Well, I don't know what happened.
I didn't know we were going to bring this up. By the way,
you never know. I'm minding my own business in the room one day. I don't know what I was doing there. I think it was the middle of the day.
Why is it every topic I don't want you to bring up, you always bring up?
All right, but it's the middle of the day, and I hear on the door, just like a knock. I'm like, what the hell is this? Right in the middle of the day, I open the door.
Yeah,
and there is this woman. This girl,
the same one that I profess my love.
That I have no idea her. Let's just call her like for argument's sake. All right.
I'm going to edit that out. You're going to hear a beep right there.
Why?
That was at 2:14.
You're going to hear a beep.
2:14:12.
So people are not going to hear her name.
I it's already edited out.
Is it? So people hearing about how you edit out the name now at this point?
I might edit this whole section out.
No, you're not. We don't edit the show. We do it as is. That's where it goes.
You did not hear what the name Mike used.
Right.
Because he used the real name, which is not nice.
Let's just call her Esmeralda. Okay?
Fine.
So Esmeralda, I hear this knock on the door like that. And the door opens and there's Esmeralda. The woman of Frank dreams. I mean, the woman he's been infatuated with.
I told Mike not to talk about this on the show.
Forever, whatever it may be. And what does she do? She looks at me, and I go, I'm like, yeah. And she's like, exact word. I swear to God, exact words.
Can I go now? Can I take a break from the show?
The exact words. I'm so horny. Just like that, right?
So I think it may have been a different person. I don't know.
So what do I do? I look left down the hallway. No one in sight. Look right down the hallway. No one in sight. I grab her arm, pull her into the bedroom. And of course, the rest, we will leave the gory details out. But she was a natural blonde, Frank. It makes you feel any better. But that's the actual story. And it's like, you know, and who knows, maybe 5 minutes later it was all said and done at that point, maybe, you know. And I'll never forget the song that was playing, Frank. It was To Be a Lover by Billy Idol.
Really?
That was the song.
We should have gotten that prepared
I didn't know that was going to come up, but whenever time that song comes on, I go right back to that moment. It was To Be a Lover. By Billy Idol at the time, but that's what happened. That song. Yep, this was the song that was playing. I dedicate the song to Esmeralda back in 1986.
Now, of course, as you might imagine, when I heard this story from Mad Mike, I was a bit disturbed.
I didn't even know you were disturbed. I'm like, yeah, Frank, guess what happened? That was the plan. Just picture me like nailing her to this right now. Just picture
I
that.
I don't want to.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm like.
And then what happened? It was over. Did you ever like talk to her about it again?
You can't make this stuff up. You know, in the movies, right? Like that's like
that's totally something that would happen in a movie, but not in real life.
A classic movie moment. Like what girl knocks on your door and goes, "I'm so horny," just like that, and you yank her into the bedroom.
Well, it never happened to me.
Yeah. And I bring her up to the loft, of course, you know, and you know, so of course, whenever you made love to a girl or you know, had sex with a girl in college, it was always like you risked your life because you're like 7 feet above the floor.
Oh yeah,
yeah, nowhere, the loft. And there was nowhere to move because like when you're two people on top of each other, you've got about an inch of clearance space between you and the ceiling.
Yeah,
so your ass is slapping the top of the ceiling the whole time, virtually the entire time, or hers, depending upon the scenario, you know.
And this is playing, huh?
Yep. Yep. And as I recall, Frank, there wasn't a lot of foreplay thing low, very low. It makes you feel any better.
But did you ever talk to her about it afterwards?
Yeah, of course you talked to her about it afterwards, you know? And, you know, we just, you know.
Was that the only time it happened?
That was it.
No more.
It was one of those moments, Frank. It was a weak moment for her and probably an equally weak moment for me in my time. And that was it. It was done. We talked briefly and that was it. You know, what else can you say about it? That's it. It's over. And she won't come on the show because of that. Because he thinks it's
Esmeralda. I want to say I did talk to Mad Mike before, many times. I said just leave it. Let's not talk about that thing.
So Esmeralda.
It is all Mad Mike's fault, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that he brought it up.
No, you don't.
You have you bring up all these things I don't want to talk about, like how I wrote racial things in college and all this other stuff.
You want,
and how I wrote a joke about 9/11, like blowing up the World Trade Center before it ever happened. You bring up all this stuff on the show.
How about the new feature I was going to spring on you today, Frank? I have a new feature that also brings you into question. The new feature, Frank.
Can we move on to something else here?
The new feature is called Assholic Reflections.
Oh, God.
It's musing over funny assholic things that we wrote, said, or did in the past. And this week, we're going to talk about what you said to Manny Ayers.
I wrote that down.
Poor Manny Ayers, the chief of the Drew University
Security Police. We were in college at Drew University. This guy named Manny Ayers, who is now deceased, was the head of security. Right? He was like an older, heavyset kind of guy. But, look kind of like William Bendix, right? Would you say?
Yeah.
And he was like, "Hey guys, how you doing?" He was like kind of a gruff older guy, kind of heavy set.
And the guy was like, obviously, this was his retirement job.
Yeah.
Like he was a hardcore cop someplace else. The guy was a veteran of wars,
like World War II.
World War II vet. You know, he's like, "Hey guys, how are you?" He's like kind of that kind of guy.
Because this was the mid '80s, so. But, this was like only like 40 years after World War II. So he was like in his 60s.
He's probably in his 60s. This is the pre-retirement job.
Yeah.
Late
50s.
So he's like 60 something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever. So, of course, we're the bane of his existence because every time we turn around, you know, all we're doing is freaking like, you know, wreaking havoc on the campus. You know, I think he was mad because we took all the tickets off the cars. Remember that?
Well, see, that talk about being an asshole. We must have caused so many people so much trouble. One night, more than one night, like it was one week, we got in this kick of, we're like, because they used to give out so many traffic tickets, right?
Parking tickets. Because you had to have a permit. And if you parked on the campus, everybody parked there without a permit. So every night, they'd go out like nice assholes that they were and stop a $20 ticket in everybody's car.
Yeah, and we, as being greater assholes, decided, hey,
we're going to provide a service to these poor students.
All the tickets off the car.
Oh, so literally, we collected hundreds of parking tickets.
We had in our room, the room that you saw in that video, we had a thick stack of parking tickets that we had taken off all everyone. I don't know how we thought of this idea. And every single one, I mean, what do you think happened at the security station? After a while, they're like, no one's paying their tickets anymore.
And then they're probably getting second notices.
It's like a mass revolt.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. I don't know if we ever admitted that we did it, but you got a lot of parking tickets as well, right?
They put a boot on my car one time.
Yes. You had so many tickets. This was towards the end of the school year.
I found out afterwards.
You have to explain what a boot is so people know what that is.
A boot is like a metal spiked device they put on your tire and lock it.
If you try to move your car,
it punctures your tire and destroys your car.
Yeah.
You know, basically. So what happened was the entire year I never got a permit. I parked this car everywhere, you know, on the grass. I parked it under our window. I parked it by the radio station. I parked the car everywhere, right?
Yeah.
They never towed it. All they did is put tickets on it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what they did back then. I had hundreds of tickets, right? So I find out that, and so what did I do? Right toward the end of the year, I parked this car.
Yeah.
This is the security station, like a police station, is 10 yards away.
Yeah.
I parked the first space next to the chief of police's car.
Yeah.
Right? And it turns out they're like, I have the most wanted car at the university, you know, whatever. And I parked it right next to the car, like right there.
Yeah.
And I had this huge Buick.
Yeah.
Like this 1969 Buick Estate Wagon. I'm the Buick LeSabre.
Yeah.
Right? This gigantic boat of a car is parked right next to the police station, begging to be taken away. So what do? The car, they boot the thing.
They put the boot on. They clamp the thing on. So now you can't drive.
Right. So what do we go down? We and you go down all indignant.
So you pissed off. We see the boot and you're like, damn it. So we went to the security station.
Right.
And what do we march right in? Like, we want to see Manny Ayers right now.
Right now. Chief of police, get him out here now. Right. And he comes out and he starts getting all like, you know, of course we're being belligerent and nasty and everything else. And he's being decent as an older guy, you know. You know, no one you didn't get into it with us, you know. And the next thing, like, what kind of place are you running here? It's like, I'm like, this is like Nazi Germany.
I think he was saying something like, I forget what he was saying, like, you know, whatever about booting the car. And I'm like, well, what is this? It's like Nazism. It's like Nazi Germany.
As you shout at him, you shout. What are you, a Nazi? Then he goes, then Frank goes, what are you, some kind of Nazi?
What are you, some kind of Nazi?
And then that guy explodes. He goes, what? Don't you talk about don't call me a Nazi. I was there.
I was there. He got like red in the face. He got all he's like, I was there.
The guy's having a flashback about the Nazis.
I was there.
So we probably give the guy a heart attack, you know, at the time. You know, so obviously, you know, I had to negotiate back. I don't know why he even negotiated with me to pay down this money.
Yeah.
You know, this money. I had to write a check for some, it could have been thousands of dollars. I wrote like $100 check to get all out of the tickets at the time.
So he just negotiated with you.
That was more as holy reflections, Frank.
Oh, God. we really were and perhaps are assholes, but still.
And still are.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, can we switch gears here?
Switch gears.
After all these terrible things. I really thought I was a good person until I started this show. Now I think it's like, I don't know.
You are not a good person, Frank. You are not.
Yes, I am. I'm a very nice person.
You are horrible.
I'm very nice. I think it's time for the... It's time...
For...
Piss Poor Movie Trailer.
Oh, I've been waiting all night for this.
Here we go.
All right, so you have... How many do you have for me tonight?
There's 3 Piss Poor Movie Trailers.
All right.
And if you give me a moment, I will...
Okay.
Try to find the piss poor movie trailers on the hard drive. The first one is going to be called Johnny Cool, right? Johnny Cool. So I want you to reflect while I'm searching for things.
Johnny Cool.
Reflect on what you think Johnny Cool might be about.
Johnny Cool. I think Johnny Cool would be some kind of rebel without a cause type movie. You know, like a biker movie or some kind of thing like that.
All right, well, just hold on a second as I continue to look at things on it. What are some other thoughts you might have on Johnny Cool?
It's a guy who really into cigarettes. He smokes Cools. Johnny Cool, they call him. Right?
One moment. I'm almost there. Okay, here we go. All right, so here are your choices of what Johnny Cool could be all about.
All right.
Option A. A family of sparrows nests in a garage of a high school star athlete, but trouble ensues when they begin to speak to him. Okay?
I want to see that film.
Option 2, an aging American gangster exiled in Italy adopts an Italian convict and trains him to return to America and seek revenge on the people who betrayed him.
Okay.
And Johnny Cool, option number 3, a gawky teen's brush with a UFO endows him with superhuman powers. But he learns that power and trouble are often synonymous.
But, you know, I really wanted to be with the sparrows.
The sparrows talking to the high school star athlete.
But I'll say it's number 2.
An aging American gangster, yes. Here we go.
Is that what it is?
Yes, 1963. Here we go.
Let's review.
Here we go from bedazzled.tv.
Oh, I know a great deal about Johnny Cool. Maybe more than anyone.
Who is that?
I know he's a killer. I've seen him kill. But I don't know who turned him into a murder machine and why he kills.
It's Bewitched.
Yeah, Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yet I love him. Even though I know very well that it's just as easy for him to kill me as it is to kiss me. John, I need you.
This is horrible.
I need you right now.
Johnny Cool. The international murder machine they couldn't turn off. Headline hot, the terror behind Cosa Nostra, the Brotherhood of Crime.
So no
Henry Silva, Elizabeth Montgomery, Johnny Cool, with guest stars Jim Backus, Joey Bishop, Mort Saul, Kelly Savalas, and Sammy Davis Jr. as Educated.
Educated. That's it.
Kelly Savalas had hair in the movie.
I don't know why. That only came across on the right channel, but, yeah. You know.
Frank,
Sammy Davis Jr. as Educated.
Where is my... That's the guy's nickname?
Educated. There, look at this. Like he has an eye patch and someone's pointing a gun at his
head. You know, I love how Kelly Savalas go back as hair.
Kelly Savalas, Joey Bishop, Jim Backus. A lot of stars in Johnny.
Jim Backus.
A lot of stars in Johnny Cool.
Johnny Cool, Elizabeth Montgomery. You know?
It's so weird seeing her outside of the Bewitched world.
Well, when was Bewitched? That was later after this?
Yeah, this is 63, so Bewitched would have been after. I believe Bewitched was after that.
Elizabeth Montgomery, obviously an Italian actress. I need Johnny. I know he could just kill me at any time.
That was
oh my God.
That was from Bedazzled.tv has a lot of these.
That is a really crappy move, piss poor one. That was very nice, Frank.
The next one we have is called Rebel Rousers.
Rabble Rousers?
Rebel Rousers.
Rebel Rousers, okay.
Yes, and here are your choices. Number 1. A motorcycle gang lays waste to the flesh and blood of America's daughters.
Okay.
Number 2, rebel rousers, Union troops left behind in enemy territory must concoct a daring flim-flam scheme to survive.
Okay.
Rebel rousers. Number 3, rebel rousers,
Two rock bands in a small Midwestern town in the 1950s, once rivals, now team up to fight religious intolerance. So, Rebel Rousers, yeah, that's a
good one, Frank.
Which one do you think it is?
Is it number three?
Wrong.
Which one is it?
It is number one. A motorcycle gang lays waste to the flesh and blood of America's daughters.
Flesh and blood of America's daughters. This ought to be good.
Here we go.
Good scene.
Hopefully this will be on both channels. I hope. Rebel Rousers movie trailer. Here we go.
Rebel Rousers. All right. Let's...
Cameron Mitchell starring in Rebel Rousers. Nominee Jack Nicholson of Easy Rider, starring Bruce Dern and Diane Ladd.
Diane Ladd,
yeah.
Men with no conscience, they drifted where the winds of lust carried them. The Rebel Rousers, the pack of ravaging man wolves, ripped the skull of terror across the face of our nation. They had but one creed. With the unbridled passion of men possessed, they blasted their way through all opposition in a campaign of sexual self-indulgence that left nothing but burned-out shells of humanity strewn in their path. Offspring of fire-belting machines of destruction, they ripped through life at mind-searing speeds. Hard as steel with the strength of madness, they were fit our guards to their thoughts of evil. Conquerors with no mercy, the Rebel Rousers laid waste to the flesh and blood of America's daughters and roid each other in their insane race to nowhere. Cameron Mitchell starring in Rebel Rousers with Bruce Dern and Diane Ladd, featuring Jack Nicholson of Easy Rider. Paragon International Picture Eastman reports our Excelsior.
This looked like a horrible movie, yet it's starring like Bruce Dern and Jack Nicholson, all these actors.
All they did is take the clips of Jack Nicholson riding an Easy Rider and put it in this film. So much money did he make for that? He made all this movie money for just driving his motorcycle around the beach. He drives a motorcycle into someone's house. That's the whole clip.
Yeah.
And a woman dancing in her bra. There was a woman they were accosting, and she was dancing on her bra on the table.
That movie looks horrible. Maybe it's a good movie, but Diane Ladd and
Bruce Dern.
Really big. See, those first two had really big people in them, you know, and they're just really piss poor movie trailers. All right, we have one more. Mm-hmm. One more piss poor movie trailer. This one is called Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay. Here are your three choices of what Star Wars might be. Remember, this is the piss poor movie trailers feature.
You have the ring, and I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Ah, that's from Spaceballs.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so a movie called Star Wars. Star Wars. Okay, right. Here are your choices. Okay. Number one, a World War II veteran in 1960s Argentina named Angelo Starr struggles to rebuild his life.
Okay.
Number two, Star Wars. Betsy Ross struggles to convince the Senate to add stars to the United States flag in 1777.
Okay.
And number three, the story of a boy, a girl, and a universe. So which one do you think it is for Star Wars? Star Wars.
That boy and girl and universe sounds like it would be a good film.
Yeah.
But what was the second one again?
Betsy Ross struggles to convince the Senate.
That's not it. What's the first one?
A World War II veteran in 1960s Argentina named Angelo Starr struggles to rebuild his life.
That must be it.
Well, I have to say that is incorrect. It is actually about a boy. The story of a boy, a girl, and a universe.
Oh, really?
Here is the original trailer for Star Wars.
Okay.
From 1977.
It's a piss poor movie.
Somewhere in space, this may all be happening right now. 20th Century Fox and George Lucas, the man who brought you American Graffiti, now bring you an adventure unlike anything on your planet. Star Wars.
Here they come.
What the hell is that? That's
it. Coming in too fast!
The story of a boy, a girl, and a universe.
Oh my God, it's...
This is horrible.
It's a big, sprawling space saga of rebellion and
sprawling space saga. Oh, God.
It's a spectacle, light years ahead of its time.
I am C-3PO, human-cyborg relations, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2.
If someone saw this, they would think this movie would suck.
Meanwhile, Obi-Wan just slaps a plastic sword against somebody's head.
They didn't do the special effects yet.
Yeah, no special effects.
Good luck.
Literally, a plastic sword smacked him in the head.
Yeah.
Just hurls the guy.
Aliens from a thousand worlds.
Oh my god.
It's like horrible.
And the lightsaber sound like two pieces of plywood being knocked together.
This is like before they did any sound effects, special effects, or anything. Yeah. Who would have known seeing this? It's like a different logo.
A billion years in the making.
A billion.
Star Wars.
That is a truly piss poor movie trailer. If I swear, people in 1977 probably saw that. They're like, "What a piece of shit!"
Why would I go see that piece of shit?
Star Wars is going to be, and who knew it would turn into the greatest movie ever? So there you go, truly a piss poor movie trailer, Star Wars.
At last, we meet for the first time for the last time.
Here we go. Let's take a brief musical interlude and continue on. Are we going to be able to do this whole show without any breaks?
Let's go.
This is the first show we've done without ever stopping.
Yeah, good.
Here I am now.
You're back. Are you ready?
I'm back.
We have not taken a break yet.
And we are just going straight through, and we're doing a great job, if I do say so myself.
Yes. I wanted to say that we have a...
Where's my horoscope?
Oh, but we actually... Remember we're telling people to leave us messages on our voicemail system?
Yeah.
We actually got a message. We should tell people to call, because they could just call up and leave a message. Yeah,
first of all, what happened to Submit a Bit? You know, I really want to do that feature, and I'm really looking to get more people to submit a bit.
Yeah.
You know, so what you need to do is, if you're listening to the show, is you need to send us a bit.
Like Illuminati or Illuminati.
That was sent to us.
Stu Dog.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to hear from you. So if you submit a bit, a concept for a bit, Frank and I will take it up on the air, and we will basically, play it out for you. So if you just please take some time, do a submit a bit, and send it to us. You can email it to us, and we will do our best to make it be funny. And you'll get yourself be made famous because you said you submitted us a bit.
Yes, we will do our best to use our creative prowess to produce a bit based on your submit a bit.
Exactly.
But someone did leave a message, I'm very happy to say. And here we go. Our first official message on our message system.
Okay.
What's the number again?
973?
Yeah.
684? No. 6,500, 6,800, 6,400?
Are we going to have to actually look this up now? This is very embarrassing that we have to look up our own number.
What is our number?
Just imagine people are listening, like when people are listening back to the early days of this show, you know, then they're listening to how disorganized we were back then.
Now we got it all together.
We are at 973-685-6400. So
685-6400. Okay.
The very official sounding phone number as well.
Okay.
Let's see. Here is the message that was left.
This message is for Frank Nora. My name is Wanda Chaden with Congressman Tom Cole.
Yeah.
In the National Republican Congressional Committee in Washington, I'd like to recognize you with the National Leadership Award. And I need to speak to you about a press release we need to send out. Again, my name is Wanda Shady. My number is 1-877.
Whatever.
I hope you're right in hell, you loser!
This is for Frank Nora. My name is Wanda Shady. I'm with Congressman Tom Cole.
Sorry, I played it again.
In the National Republican
I'm going to get a leadership award.
From Republicans, Frank, but no less. The Republicans are going to give you a leadership award. You should really be...
My name is Wanda Chaney. My number is 1...
Yeah, Wanda Chaney. I'm sure. Yeah.
03.
I'm sure.
Please tell me as soon as you get this message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get a national leadership award. She has to talk to me about the press release. And I have a feeling that I'm going to have to pay them some money to get the press release done for my national leadership award.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great scam, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we can give out national leadership awards, and it just costs people like, I don't know, $5,000?
Maybe a national leadership award.
National leadership award, $5,000, you know, you never know.
Okay. So that we need people to leave us messages, please. Just call that phone number or Skype us at ABM Show.
Yeah.
Very simple. Leave us a message.
What about My Chingo? They can do that too.
They can do the My Chingo, which is right on our blog. Are we pandering now for calls?
Yeah, we're pandering.
We got in trouble in the past. Pandering
for calls, pandering for money, pandering for everything. You know, Frank, did I tell you about my latest lawsuit?
No.
I'm actually suing Hasbro.
Really? Hasbro, the toy company?
Yes.
Yeah.
Formerly Milton Bradley. I'm suing Hasbro over Travel Yahtzee.
Really? What's wrong with Travel? It's just a couple dice and a...
Well, they don't. Apparently, they don't tell you how dangerous it is to play Yahtzee while you're driving. You know, so the travel version of the game. I'm minding my own business. I'm driving today. I'm playing a little Yahtzee as I'm driving.
Yeah.
You know, on the dashboard. You know, major accident as a result of that whole thing. I got my neck is major neck injuries as a result of
the whole thing. Rolling the dice on the dashboard and stuff.
But travel Yahtzee.
But that's what they're supposed to make it in a way that's more safe for travel. Right.
But if it's Travel Yahtzee, you assume you can play when you're traveling, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
It's false advertising.
Yeah.
My lawyer says I got a good case. Doing it.
Well, it sounds good.
Doing it.
And remember, Hasbro was a company that made those fake bandages, those little those candy wounds.
Really?
I'm sure they're probably going to be sued over that as well.
They're branching out over candy. So, let's, you know, is it time for a horoscope?
Yes, it is. It is time for the horoscope.
Do I get one, or do I have an ability to do this horoscope? Yes, I think I
have. Yeah, so we're just going to... You just, All right, you do the first one. Hold on.
We're going to have to do the first one here. We never handled Willie for today, did we?
So it'll be Willie-less.
So for those of you born on February 29th, you're Willie-less this time.
Yes, you're Willie-less.
You're shit out of Willie.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm first.
Hold on, we'll start it right now. Here we go.
We have an elevator music to put on between these gaps of time, you know?
I don't know what happened. Oh, hold on. No, I had to sound down to this thing. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
And now, on Anything But Monday show, it's time for your horoscope.
Aquarius. No, the Space Shuttle Challenger hitting the Atlantic is not one of the greatest hits of the 80s. Debbie's winch is the key to your sanity. Search for tiny specks of crayon watermelon-flavored pollen in the lottery store's rug. You were asked to dunk the wooden spoon in lava, not larvae.
Pisces, you want toffee and vegetable soup-flavored Tic Tacs. Jump at the opportunity to become perpendicular. Every time you're in an elevator with other people, imagine how life would be if all of you were suddenly teleported to a hostile alien world and had to build a new life together. Give me some hovering.
Aries. Clean up already clean train stations in good areas. You finally figured out Rubik's Cube, but by now no one gives a shit. Take a quiet moment and consider why you never noticed the cool interdimensional portals in your place of residence. Who is that Leanna person anyway?
Taurus. Your newspaper clippings on Gerald Ford's daughter are finally worth something, you pathetic excuse for a stalker. Try and climb into your favorite sitcom. It probably won't work, but if it does, you'll have a blast. Propose to a tree. If you don't, you're not politically correct. Like raisins.
Gemini. Crouching for no good reason, wherever you may be, is a new in thing. The flea circus is one thing, but the flea monster truck show is another thing altogether. You are impervious to Ontario. Free the orcs.
Cancer. Carry a garrote at all times to strangle Juan Valdez and that damn donkey of his the next time they teleport into your kitchen. Fling jellied turnips at those damn chanting monks. You should be ashamed of your Orca versus Free Willy video game. Loan me 10 llamas.
Leo, kick the crap out of that annoying midget Bilbo Baggins. And time traveler, a time travel opportunity to hang out with high school burnouts from the early 80s will arise. Pretend to be ominous to gain new friends. Fly over Kaldor.
Virgo, the world ended in 1990, but you still refuse to accept it. You can maybe afford a bishop from the Franklin Mint Alien vs. Predator chess set. Don't drive around Pennsylvania without lots of pineapples in your car. Question sorority.
Libra, I know you'd like to pierce those piercing people with a bullet from a 44 Magnum, but restrain yourself. Your life abounds with semicolons. Logical positivism isn't exactly the best topic to bring up at the UFO convention. Like, forget it.
Scorpio, try the Mark Twain look. There may be little Seattle slew in that glue. There may be a little Seattle slew in that glue. Be a pal and tug Quebec off the face of the earth. Hummingbirds just love that anti-gravity ray of yours.
Sagittarius. Kiss Time Warner's ass. No, assaulting Los Angeles with an at-at is not... In a, no, assaulting Los Angeles with an at-hat is not an impossible dream. Tell you from 5 seconds ago to stop following you. Tune your radio to the deluded ratings, rantings of the dictator of the Mouse Army.
Capricorn, you're such a pervert with that telekinesis of yours. That latest wacky offer from Sprint just isn't for you. Your hair is a real logris in the morning. Key a 747. And that is your horoscope for Monday, May 30th, 1842. Now, I wrote this one a long time ago. Notice that we have a reference to Caldor in there. That's a little chain of stores that disappeared about...
Not even that.
Caldor.
You have like references like to telekinesis and teleportation like three times in this thing.
I was pretty obsessed back then with that.
Those things, you know?
Yes. There you go. Bilbo Baggins. Come on. Kick the crap out of that annoying midget Bilbo Baggins. That's a good one.
There's something better than that here. I forget which one it was, but I read. But
these were some that I actually wrote on my e-zine after the first Anything But Monday show.
But they're all good, Frank.
Yes.
Loan me 10 llamas.
Loan me 10 llamas. Telling you, hey man, some good stuff.
Go in there, lend me 10 llamas.
Lend me 10 llamas. All right, so this is the final 15 minutes of the program.
Okay, great.
All right, enough of that song.
Why don't we just call it a night?
You want to just end it now?
The people would be distraught if we let it end early, wouldn't it? Wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I have plenty of other things here.
Well, let's go. We have lots to do. We're doing good.
Piss poor. Oh, we can do a super video battle.
No, we're not doing a super video. The last 15 minutes of the show, we're not going to use it for 15 super video battle.
I have some audio from the past.
Let's do a little audio from the past, because you did a lot of work to get that together, so why don't we do that?
All right, this is a clip from Sights of the Uncommon. It's a video we did.
What were we doing in this video?
What?
What were we actually doing in this video?
Well, basically, we took the video camera again into the college cafeteria.
Some place we weren't supposed to be yet again.
We went into the cafeteria. We were always fascinated by the cafeteria. It was called the Commons. And we always were harassing all the people that worked there, trying to sneak into the kitchen.
Expose whatever conspiracy was going on.
Yeah, and if you recall, we actually, another one of our famous vegetable matter thefts, we stole a giant tree from there. Remember that?
We stole a tree from there?
Remember we stole the tree?
We
went up into the cafeteria executive's lounge, because there was one woman that worked there that we were kind of friendly with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I distracted them as Mike stole a giant potted tree.
A hibiscus tree, yeah.
We brought that to our room.
Was, yeah.
That was a trend. We were constantly stealing things and bringing them to our room. But of course, in college, you can get away with that kind of thing. But here is a little clip where Mike is analyzing the salad bar. And then, of course, we try to go into the back room, and one of the workers gets quite irate with us and almost destroys the camera. And then we find out who are the people washing the dishes. So here's a short clip. It's about 4 minutes long. This will take us closer to the end of the show. And also there's a sad note afterwards, another sad note.
Why is there a sad note?
You'll see.
Go ahead.
One of the people in this audio clip is no longer with us, and we'll discuss that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be some serious times on this show. Here we go.
We already had serious.
Having fine dinner, totally impossible to swallow, let alone even consider, many people travel over here to their great heritage salad bar. And they're cleaning it up right now, so let's save this time of the night to go look at it. But just take a look at some of the stuff that's in here. Get a camera here. Hold on. Now, take a look at that thing. Mm-hmm. Now, would you even consider eating that on your salad? What are these things? Calf brains? What the hell is this? Anybody know what the hell this is?
Oh, yeah, I seen that dreadlocks. Something ain't stuff. Oh, yeah, so.
All right, let's go with something else. What? Now, look. The alternative to white is green that you put on it. You know?
Yeah.
People are going to eat this instead of what they serve you in there.
Now, this is... This stuff right here.
This stuff is brilliant. Now look, I'm afraid it looks like something from an Aliens movie, doesn't it?
Ooh, yes.
Looks like something from an Aliens movie. I'm afraid I'd get burned if I touched it. And there's a salad dressing. Oh, okay,
these
here we go.
These things are nice, the beans.
These are actually hamsters in their fetal stage.
Yeah,
that's what they're using. See, we'll mix it up with that. See these?
Isn't that good? Mmm. Mmm. And, of course, we all know where all the peppers go, that all these people love to eat hot peppers, the red hot peppers. You know, they use the same bowl all year long. I recognize that one, actually, in the end there. I recognize the pepper on the end there. And then we have the Chinese noodles.
Those are pretty good, actually.
Yeah. See, this stuff, then you get to the mystery section. You ever wonder? You get to the mystery section. You get the end of the snack. There's this stuff that they put down in the end. No one comes down here. You don't know what the hell this is.
Yeah, what is some of this
stuff? You have no clue. Look at this stuff. Does anybody know? I mean, I'll give it.
What are those things down there? What is that?
Last year's cheese, orientation. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember orientation they gave us to the freshmen? You know, you should remember this one.
Yeah, vaguely.
And then we have our condiments.
Now, this stuff.
Now, this is one of my favorites. Leaves and peanut butter. I love tea. This is a great situation. See how this is?
I think we're going to have to report to the Board of Health.
The board.
Yes.
That's one of my favorites. Same thing on the other side. So let's walk down this way.
A little tired.
Stop. Hello, sir. What is your name, please?
Don't interview me, man.
What?
Don't interview me.
Don't put it on film.
How do you like your meal?
Tastes great. It's less smelling.
Tastes great. He's useless. They're denying us entry into the kitchen. That's what they're doing. You getting us on film?
Yeah.
They denied us entry into the kitchen. Let's stand outside the kitchen where we deny entry to. Don't put your hands on the camera.
What?
This is freedom of the press. You can't put your hands on the camera. It's very expensive equipment. Wait. This is very expensive equipment. You just can't put your fingers on a lens at all.
It was a mistake. I tripped, you know?
$300-$400 camera?
Yeah, it was a mistake.
You meant tripping in your kitchen by accident.
Really? No, I might trip. You know, it's a shame.
Jeez, boy. They're stifling freedom of the... Of what? What is this freedom of? Freedom of visual.
Make a fool of yourself.
That's exactly what we're doing. Thank you.
Right.
Now, people are making fool of themselves. The people that prepared this food, actually. That's what it is. We should get Saga and Woods back here. That's what we should do. Get those food services back there.
Don't worry, Mike. Through the magic of video, we'll make him think he never thought he could.
Look, we were denying entrance into the kitchen, so we're not going to go any further than this because they're going to call on the SWAT team. So let's go down this way. Forget this way. Put his finger on the camera. Brains, man.
That guy's gonna be doing some acrobatics.
I can't believe that. That's beyond. Let's go to the kitchen. That's beyond. Wait, don't look at him later.
Who cares?
Now, film me. Film me. Ready?
Or not?
Ready? After you've finished everything, if you have any place left, if you haven't eaten them, it's an alternative to the food. You usually put them on this conveyor belt. And
where is it?
Then they go in this place, and no one knows where they go, but they never come back clean for some reason.
The first time,
right? They play around from all day like this, right? And things go on here. And get these people here. This is the thing here. Who are these people? That's what they're hiding, Frank. They're hiding these people. Illegal aliens. Get some people on film. These guys.
That guy was so pissed.
Ask for the green card.
Guy was so pissed, man.
Ask for the green. Yeah, we're talking about green cards.
Yeah, meanwhile, this Hispanic guy who are messing with his trays looks at him. He gives me the stare of death.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him like. You know,
At some point we got to get that video up there, but that just shows, that's an example of us pissing people off. This guy, he walks up to the camera and like sticks his thumb on the camera lens.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I tripped.
You have the stuff off?
What?
You have the stuff off? You have the stuff off on my other things?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of course
you
do. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So
we were always pissing people off. That's sort of more of our asshole-ish thing.
Yeah.
But, we did a lot of that kind of stuff there, but I wanted to mention, There's one voice you hear in there, this kid, Chris Collier.
Yep.
He says, I sing sad dreadlocks, man. And then afterwards, he's like, don't interview me.
Yeah.
This kid, Chris, who was actually someone I met like at the first day of orientation.
He was on our floor. He was on our floor.
Yeah, he was on our floor. He was our good friend. And he was from Bermuda. And we knew him all through college and everything. And then a couple years later, how did we find out about this?
It was actually in the Drew University magazine.
Yeah.
You know, in memoriam, we found out that he had, I guess, I don't know if he was accidentally in the wrong place at the wrong time, or I don't know if he tried to break it up or stop it, But he was in a bank, and someone tried to rob the bank, and he was shot dead in the bank.
It was in Miami, right? Something like it was in Florida or something.
Yeah, someplace like that, you know. And
we found out he had just gotten, like, killed in a bank robbery.
Yeah.
And it was really bad. Just so every time I listen to that clip, I hear that guy, and I just, I feel bad. And actually, I found in Bermuda, there is a Chris Collier Memorial Scholarship Fund. So
there is.
There was a, that must be him. It's got to be him.
It's got to be,
because Chris Collier,
he was from Bermuda.
Yeah, so this is a Bermudian students become scientists for the summer. And it says, this year, three Bermuda program scholarships were awarded thanks to the continued support of Applebee's, Sperling & Kemp, Marsh Global Broking, and the Chris Collier Memorial Scholarship Fund. So,
good. Rest in peace, Chris Collier.
Very sad. Rest good, in
good
peace,
big
Chris
fan,
Collier.
Big fan of the Anything on Monday show.
He was a big fan.
Back in
those
college.
Damn bank robbers. We could use all the fans we could get.
Exactly. Exactly.
But who knows? Maybe the spirit of Chris is listening. Maybe he's in a better place. And hopefully in that better place they get, you know, they get the Anything But Monday show, I would hope. Wouldn't you hope that?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Right. I'm so wasted.
I do want to bring up one other topic.
Yeah.
This is the time to bring it up.
Yeah.
If I can find it on the forum. You alluded to this earlier. Manny the Mailman posted a comment about last week's episode.
Yeah.
Mike and Frank, you asked for the good and bad, so I want to know if you are going to ever record a show where Mike is not tired and wishing the show over after the first hour. Frank, you are used to doing shows and into the wee hours of the night. But for Mike's sake, try to record one in the afternoon and see if he still has his juices flowing into hour three. Hell, if I worked all day then tried to be creative and energetic till 3 a.m., I would fail miserably. We are not all machines like Frank. So what is your comment? We're almost at the end of the show. This is 3 hours into the show.
Did I complain once?
It's 2 a.m.
Did I complain once?
But is it because of this post that you didn't
those
complain?
Guys. You know, those guys.
Oh, those guys are fags.
Now, wait, a mailman are not fags. Please.
Oh, man, I know.
I know that, dude.
Yeah. No, look. So anyway, are you tired? Are you wishing the show was over?
What do you think, Frank?
I think to prove it, we should do another hour. 4 hour show tonight.
Exactly, yeah, 4 hour show tonight. I got to get up tomorrow on a Saturday morning, too. I have family stuff to do. You have family
shit
to
too.
Do.
Yes.
You know, as well. I have to drive you home yet in the remainder of this blizzard.
It's going
to
be really bad because they said this is going to be going till tomorrow afternoon.
Great.
So by the time we walk outside, Mike's truck is going to be covered with probably a half inch or, for those of you in those other countries, a centimeter.
A couple of centimeters
of
worth.
Solid ice. Okay.
Yeah, just so you know, just as a reminder, the ABM show mailing address is 759 Bloomfield Avenue, number 326, West Caldwell, New Jersey. You can get under our contact information.
Yes.
At 07006. We'd love to get your mail. Fan mail is appreciated. We'll read it on the air.
Write a letter.
Anything you want. Who writes today?
No, it'd be very different than an email. Just right. write an actual letter, like in longhand, as they used to say.
Longhand, as they used to say.
Longhand.
We know the phone number for the ABM show is 973-685-6400. Please feel free to call. We want your submittibits. We'd like to have that.
And also, we want to mention that if you have a blog, right? If you have
please,
a website,
if you have a blog,
please link to us. Just write a post about us or put us in your blog roll. It's so important that we. Here come the end credits.
It's done already. We're done.
Yeah, but we're continuing. Just the credit. You never know when the credits are coming up.
There's so many different things we haven't gotten to today.
I know. Like the whatever happened to Super Video Battle?
Whatever happened to Ever Notice Ever? What with Little Precision and Ponderings? More of My Brilliant Ideas? You know what happened to? I don't know.
Well, we did the True Life Adventures of Mike and Frank. I have other things written down. Mike's Brilliant Ideas. We pressed the button. Closing credits. Oh, the news! I had news stories.
So did I.
We're gonna get to news stories because we do have the closing credits, of course.
Another hour. Anyway, it just goes to show you how dedicated we are to the show. You know, Frank, after a whole, you know, in a day of hard work in Manhattan, and you know,
I was drinking beer at the Society of Illustrators.
Yeah,
today
I'm delivering a seminar and driving in traffic, but you know, it was a good show. I think we had some groundbreaking things happen on the show. You know, we're going to be the PodCamp NYC is coming up.
Yes.
If you'd like to come there, our shirts are coming out this week. Our Abandoned Reality T-shirts, which are just beautifully designed by Frank.
Yes.
If you'd like to get one of those, just send a $19.95 and plus $5.95 for shipping and handling.
No, that's not a valid offer. Do not listen to Mad Mike. That offer is not valid. That is not a valid offer. Are we selling them like that? No.
I don't know.
we have not figured that out yet. So for legal reasons, we have to.
Can't we sell a shirt?
No, we can. It's just we need to. We need to figure out the right price and the shipping and everything. You know?
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
It's
a problem, man. So, you know.
So we're sitting here. The credits are going by. It's, yeah, you know,
late.
The end of the show. It's always like a weird feeling when the credits go by because you see all the different people that have worked on the show.
Yeah. Like
hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 people that work on the show. Yeah. People don't know, but we actually, in front of us, we have a teleprompter. Everything that we say has been pre-written by our team of writers.
Yeah.
Nothing is off the cuff. Like when I sat there being like, oh, God, I don't want Mike to talk about this topic. It said, actually, on the teleprompter, oh, God. It said say in like a wimpy voice, oh, God.
So teleprompt the writers? We have teleprompt the writers?
Yeah.
Who are some of the teleprompter writers?
I'm just telling you, that's part of it.
Uh-huh.
But I actually have a different person I wanted to focus on as the credits are rolling.
Yeah, who do you want to focus on?
But I want to tell people about the teleprompters.
Yeah.
But we actually, you wouldn't know it, but Jill Auerbacher is our graph paper designer and one of the absolutely, you want to talk about.
Essential.
One of the most important people on our staff, more important than our team of writers who write everything. How can we do this show without the teleprompters? I mean, even what I'm saying right now, even what I'm saying right now is written on
exactly.
a teleprompter, right?
Right.
But
because thankfully our teleprompters have the ability to be 20 seconds ahead in the future.
Exactly.
So they can actually be ahead of the
future.
You know.
But our graph paper designer, Jill Auerbacher, the thing is when we first got graph paper for the show, because we had to make charts about the timing and everything.
They
were little squares, okay.
I thought we used we were using dittos.
No. the graph paper was little squares.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that. We needed a new designer. Why not pentagons? Okay? Why not rhombuses on the graph paper or trapezoids or different shapes? Right. That would make us 20 to 30% more efficient in our planning, right? So we went to the store, went to Staples, nothing. We had to hire Jill Auerbacher. Yeah. She's now on our full-time staff. She's our graph paper designer. She's been making blue and green and even red graph paper of rhombuses, trapezoids, and even what's that other shape I'm thinking of? Even ovals, which is really difficult. Making all the ovals fit together.
Hexagons?
Hexagon, absolutely. Yeah, and we've actually, we used the hex paper to play some Dungeons and Dragons, you know. It's very, you would never know it. I'm serious. If any of you have a business, get a graph paper designer. You will not regret it. And what does the teleprompter say now? We're almost near the end of the show. Are you moving to move it? 20 seconds left. Any final words, Mad Mike?
Tell your friends.
10 seconds left. Go.
Get more people listening to our show.
Listen to the Anything But Monday show.
It'll change your life.
Good night.